Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for All About Android is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Welcome to All About Android, episode 298 for Tuesday, December 27th, 2016. We're your weekly source of latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. I'm Jason Howell, sitting in the studio all alone. Well, not really all alone. Jeremy's back on the controls here helping me out. But this episode is the best of 2016 episode of All About Android. So it's definitely very different from what we normally do. We're not all sitting at the table. In fact, Ron and Flo aren't even here right now, and we don't have a guest. It's really just a look back at the year and not necessarily the big stories, because we've talked those to death. Really, what I do is I just go through episode by episode, pick out some of the funniest moments, because if we're going to look back in time on the full year of All About Android, we might as well laugh the entire way through. And the fact is, we have a lot of fun on this show. So I hope that's obvious by all of these clips that have been prepared for you, thanks to the hard work of Victor here at the studio. So without further ado, let's dive right in and start at the beginning of the year and take a look at some of the best moments throughout the year of All About Android. All right. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
First news drop of the year. Go.
Oh, yeah. It's a new year, but it's the same old Android goodness coming up now with Android news.
I thought you were going to say it's the new year, but the same old news.
Same old.
Was this the announcement where the guy from Huawei referred to this as the Lady Watch?
I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't watch the announcement, but I did see some press stuff call this the, quote, women's watch.
Yeah, no, but I think I saw people tweeting from the event or whatever, and they said the Lady Watch.
Okay.
And yeah, that they totally did. The guy called it. Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at tweets from last night. Troy Wolverton tweeted, Huawei is explicitly targeting women with the new model, calling it the quote unquote Lady Watch. So
Troy Wolverton
tweeted the Lady Watch is wonderful. Just walked right into that.
Unfortunately, when we start talking about the Huawei watch, it's very hard to not walk into that.
Here's a tweet in the chat from our good friend, Brian, I put in there, Phil Nickinson. Says the Lady Watch is not really something you ever want to hear an executive say.
Yeah.
So Phil zeros right in on that last night or this morning. Sorry, and says it. So there you go. The Lady Watch from Huawei for your wrists.
you're a game hater, aren't you, Ron?
No, I like games. Don't get me wrong. I'm pro games. But they have their place.
It's true. It's true. So. And it's actually very surprising that you can't isolate just apps versus games in the Play Store as easily as you should be able to, because they are two very distinct and different categories. Very strange.
Right. And I will go as far to say that there is.
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. We're waiting for you to go as far to say that.
He went too far.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Dramatic pause from Ron.
Go as far to say that nothing. No, you have nothing to say,
Ron. Do you
reckon
Google cut him off there? I know Microsoft owns Skype, but I think there could be something going on.
I think all the fans, the fans of games have spoken. They've said, you no longer get a voice on this show. All right, fine, fans of games. We'll continue.
You win this round.
You win. But Ron will be back. If it wasn't
for
you.
He'll get the achievement for going too far when he comes back.
Brian, if you think you're ready, let's do the news.
This is All About Android to Major Tom. You will be missed, sir. And now it's time for Android news.
I wasn't prepared for that.
I wasn't tugging
on the heartstrings there, Brian.
Really tugging.
I just wanted to see some emotion from you guys.
I got choked up. I don't want to talk about it. It was very sad. It was very, very sad.
The new album's really good.
The new album's really good, mm-hmm. And it completely changes how you listen to it, because it's basically...
Oh, completely.
Do you know what a black star is? Like, what that reference is?
No.
Black star is a cancer lesion. Like he knew.
No, he knew.
He knew.
Yeah.
And how inspiring is that? That he knew that the end was near, and his first instinct is like, "Well, I need
I
to do another
leave
album.
Something behind.
I need to do another album and do another video and all that stuff." Like, how great is that? And you see that last photo, the how great he looked. Like, inspiration. Love him, David Bowie. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that said.
All right. Changing gears. Say goodbye to Motorola and hello to Moto, which I mean, you know, we're used to seeing Moto.
And it's not just Moto. But,
going forward, Lenovo is phasing out the legendary brand name of Motorola.
It's Moto by Lenovo.
Oh, Moto by Lenovo. Good
a lot
catch.
Of O's in there for you. Yeah. A lot of O's in there. Moto by Lenovo.
You know, this is a really good time for a David Bowie song, Rest in Peace.
Oh.
Which one?
Change, turn and face the change.
It's true.
It's true. You have to turn and face the change. Oh, this is happening. Motorola's gone. We're going to get through this together.
And it's not entirely gone.
Damn it, we lost Motorola and David Bowie in the same week?
Yeah, it's not a good week. Well, actually, we did. No, I'm not going to correct
Wait,
on that.
Wait, whoa. Do you feel, do you like the Motorola brand? Like, do you feel
like she's that upset over this, right? Yeah.
Hey, my first phone was the Motorola StarTAC. That was the first phone my mom and dad allowed me to have that I didn't have to share with them. So...
Total respect. But this is the thing. I think of the StarTAC. When I hear the word Motorola, like, to me, it's like old flip phones still, even now. And when I hear Moto, I'm like, oh, the Moto G. Like, I associate it with, like, modern.
Moto G, though.
But here's the thing. Here's why I'm upset about it. And not to differentiate too much, but you're all looking at it from the context of phones, as you should.
Right.
But actually, Motorola is actually one of the great American electronics brands. It's been around. It was founded in 1928.
That's also the context I'm looking at it from.
I mean,
they're
like,
established brands.
Yeah, honestly.
They're way more established than Lenovo, in my opinion.
Not to get too weird political or anything like that, but a Chinese company came in and bought one of our trusted brands and now is killing it. Like, that's what has happened.
That's another way to look at it.
Not killing it. Not killing it, Ron. Not killing it. That would be getting rid of it entirely.
They're changing it.
They're castrating it.
Yeah, they're castrating it.
They're cutting off the end.
Cutting off a couple limbs and then adding by Lenovo.
And the thing is that this is the event where Google's going to pull out all the stops and partners are going to be there and all that sort of stuff. And as great as the Android barbecue is, or as great as any of the other smaller events, they're not sanctioned. They're not official and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
So, but going back to my theory, and Flo, you might want to take notes because I could be gifting you an article right now. Just looking on the Moscone Center's website, the same dates, Moscone has booked Moscone North, South, and West for the American Thoracic Society.
American Thoracic Society. How could you?
And looking at the calendar, there's something. This is what happens to the Moscone. It books up the Moscone. You think that Google can just throw money around and make the thoracic surgeons move, but Moscone sticks to.
You
the
got
guns.
Another thing coming.
No.
Yeah. So
I have a hard time believing that Google of all companies couldn't get Moscone.
No,
I believe it.
I've talked to the people at the Moscone Center. I've tried to get dates there.
Once they plan something, and doctors are probably like way up on it, like way before.
But also, keep in mind that this American Thoracic Society is taking all three sections of the Moscone. Not just the one.
Medical conferences are huge. My mom has taken me to one before, really big. Lots of swag, way more.
I think that's why. That's my theory. So there.
I feel like the Google bot probably indexed Moscone's darknet, years ago, and knew what dates were going to be open. I don't know. I think maybe if Google wanted,
we should go undercover, to the thoracic. Just like pretend that we're there for it, and just like we're at Google Eye. We're at the American Thoracic.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go on the day. I'm going to show up with my little Android thing.
You know what, Ron? You might actually get in this time.
And I'm going to find out a lot about the wonderful world of thoracic surgery. I'm very excited.
Let us know all about that, Ron.
I don't know.
Ron Messine reporting at its best.
Because I'm currently reviewing the Honor 5X. Now, the Honor 5X is Huawei's quote-unquote millennial brand. Before we talk about this, Brian, if you wouldn't mind, I've attached a little video from CES of the Honor press party with a fun little dance for millennials.
That bonus video in the doc?
It's a bonus video.
Oh, I'm kind of slightly scared.
Oh, just fine. Yeah, let's just do it. All right, this is...
Okay, we get it, Google Plus.
We got it.
It is synchronized hoverboarding.
Oh, come on. Did you just get up and walk out? Let me show you
how to do it. No, you can hear me yelling in a second. Hold on, it gets really good. There we go.
This is pretty sick right here.
Booty! You can hear me yelling booty.
Let me take a selfie. Oh, my gosh. Shoot me. The song just says, let me take a selfie.
That song is actually done by a group called the Chainsmokers, FYI.
You know this, Flo.
I do listen to Top 40. Literally everything wrong in the world in one minute of video.
This is Honor's marketing shtick. I just want you all to look at this right now. And that table in the middle, those are eight different flagship phones on there, and they did like a little game show where they were like, the 5X has this, the GS6 does not. Yeah. The 5X has this, the G5 or G4 does not.
So while you were watching this presentation, were you like, yes, that is my generation? Were you like pumping your fist and you're like, finally,
yes,
I've got representation of CES?
I was like dancing in my chair, you know. I had like a glass of wine in my hand. It was
Were you taking a selfie?
I didn't take a selfie at this point.
All of a sudden, I want to wear jeans that are four sizes too big and flannel and just run away into the woods.
Anyway.
I miss 1994.
It was pretty amazing, so I just wanted to preface it with that.
But let's do it. Let's get right to the news, Brian.
Run may be gone, but all is not lost. It's time for Android News.
Good rhyming thing.
That was really good.
Good rhyming thing.
I love
thing
that.
Going there.
Little tribute to Ron, too. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Ron loves it, too.
I was going to say, now we have the freedom to make fun of him while he's not here. So to make sure he watched the show.
That's how you do it. Yes. He's been slipping a little bit. Sometimes he doesn't watch the show, and we get away with a lot. So I wonder what we're going to get away with today.
Ooh, yeah,
so
we should do something like secret that only he would know, like some sort of mention, and then see if he watches.
I think we're destroying it now, though, because people will hit him up on Twitter.
That's very true. They're going to tweet him.
Totally going to watch. By the way, Josh Windisch, a.k.a. Mac and Josh, is joining us today.
That's right. Hello, everybody.
My nemesis is back.
My nemesis. The Mac and Josh.
You thought things with Brian were rough. Josh and I's relationship is a little rough. So,
oh man,
I'll do my best to stay professional. So.
yeah. Correct yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
No, I love Josh. Josh is one of us now, isn't he?
One of us.
You kind of was. Okay, so his Twitter ID is Mac and Josh, which makes you come to the logical.
It's the Mac and Josh.
We just had this discussion before the show. He abandoned the Nexus 6P after I'm sorry.
And last time I was in the studio, he showed me his 6P and we talked about it. I thought we had you.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that I have learned in working with Josh over the years, it is that he is quite possibly the most indecisive person I've ever met. So I don't think this is over. I think it's very possible he could come back to Android in like 2 days. It's just, you never
Careful,
know.
He is controlling the camera angles on this whole thing. True. You don't want him to be indecisive about
it.
It
is possible. Light's on.
Oh, no!
It is possible. When I have to actually get a new phone, when it's time for me to actually get a new phone.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Maybe.
Okay.
I was surprised at how like close the two are, like as far as usability for me, so
yeah.
When we talked about the 6P, we both shared some of the same complaints, so I understand where you're coming from. So
yeah.
What, that it's too amazing?
No. The power button is slightly too loose.
No.
It just push it a little too easily, and I don't know.
Also, those buttons are all in the wrong places. Too.
That too. I can't mount it in my car very well.
Just go to Mountain View and pick it then.
Yeah.
I'm so upset about this.
It's okay. Calm down, everybody. It's not the end of the world. He's just one user.
You're right. He's just one person.
He's just one person.
You're right.
Who happens to have the entire fate of this show in his hands
now.
So, Josh,
you're
awesome.
He's like God
now. But I hope that the Mac and Josh is ready because it's time to get to some news.
Apple reported its earnings today, but no one on this show will care about that. It's time for news.
That was good. That was good.
Sorry, that was really good.
At the beginning, I was like, of course he like does an Apple news.
No, that was awesome. And it's true. Nobody does care on this show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So this is actually advertised by the Kardashians on their show.
Third time you brought up the Kardashians on the network.
I know. I don't know how I still have a job here. so it's called the Lumi case. It's a case for taking selfies. And so when you watch the Kardashians, which I don't, Kris Jenner
hang on, I think we've got some breaking news to cut into, Jason. I think we've got something else to talk about. Anything.
No, this is really great. Okay,
let me
listen.
See tech meme.
Lumi case, there's not a lot of them for Android, and they, you know, they were like, hey, do you want to check out the Lumi case? And I was like, yes, absolutely, but I don't have an iPhone, which is, you know, like the Kardashians. And so they sent me the one for the Galaxy S6, so... This is a Galaxy S6 Edge. So what I did is I wanted to use this case so bad that I put another case on top of it and then like smushed it in here so that it would fit.
Well,
yeah.
Because
I wanted to use it so badly.
It's like Franken case. Frankenstein case.
Because like, okay, but look how amazing these selfies are. All right.
Okay. Should we, do we
wait,
dim
wait,
the
I'm
lights?
Sorry. I'm sorry. The sentence she just said, look how amazing these selfies are.
You know what, Ron?
You just wish you were
my
here.
My friends are going to be old and wrinkly someday, and the only thing we'll have of each other is well-lit selfies.
A lot of selfies. Josh, can you take down the lights just a
just
little
a tiny
bit,
bit
so that we can see how well this illuminates?
Yeah, because the spotlights are going to make us have a good selfie anyway. So.
Yeah,
because
these studio lights are just too
big.
Okay, I'll do the thing you normally do in selfies, and you go...
So, okay, wait, let's do two shots real quick. All right, so here's one. We have beauty mode on right now.
Oh.
So here's one.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to turn on the case. Look how bright
Jesus.
That is.
It's like a ring light.
All right.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
That's good.
You can bring up the lights. Now we can see over here, over my shoulder. So,
we are.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Maybe you should have focused.
All right, so.
Okay,
geez,
so that's
man.
Before.
So this is before.
Uh-huh.
This is after.
Illuminated.
Now notice that my nose is slightly missing, and that's a good thing.
Is it?
Because my nose looks better with this light on.
Okay.
You can't tell. But
okay,
it looks
so
better.
It does illuminate a little bit. Sure. Okay.
It just lights neither, you. It lights you like you're in front of a makeup mirror.
Neither one of us did duck lips for the,
oh, yeah,
for the selfie.
I'm not a duck lip person.
Well, neither am I. I'm just I'm saying we're doing selfies. Isn't that what people do?
Sometimes you gotta take it seriously.
Okay.
I've never wanted to hear that Korean breaking news bumper more than right now.
Josh, we have some breaking news. Okay, that works.
Hey, that's the wrong one.
It's the wrong, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Brian has these all out of whack
yeah,
in here.
Brian's weird about how he fills out the TriCaster. It doesn't matter. That was just a segue.
Listen,
I appreciate that you like the selfie light thingy.
The crux of this whole thing is that iPhone users get all this cool stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
okay.
And when
cool
we
stuff.
Get it, I get really excited about it because I want to be a little bit a part of pop culture too.
Fair
just
enough.
A tiny bit.
Fair enough. Okay, it's Farproc is the developer. In case there's a couple of apps named Wi-Fi.
I tried to find something that was legitimate. Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, and that would just help us gauge what was going on.
Sure.
We still haven't fixed our Wi-Fi problems, but...
Oh, no, guys.
Oh.
Uh-oh, guys. I got bad news. I got real bad news. So they broke the All About Android Wiki apps list up into two pages.
Uh-huh.
Because they're so big. And
oh,
so the main list is episodes current to 151... And then there's a subpage for episodes 1 through 150.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough,
but
on...
I checked the wrong wiki.
Hang on, episodes, on episode, on episode 87, Wi-Fi Analyzer was in the arena and it won.
Okay.
And also on episode 64, Song Kick Concerts was there and it did not win.
Wait a minute. No, I did a search on that page.
No, there's two pages now, Jason.
No,
they
I did a search on both.
I'm
so apparently it did work. Ah, Jesus.
Here, go look. Yeah, look, I got it. Oh, man.
Again?
All right.
Again.
Apparently, we can't come up with new apps to show off on this show.
What is wrong with us?
Oh,
okay.
Man.
However, that was a really, really long time ago.
That was so long. Wasn't that pre-Ron?
No, there was never pre-Ron.
Oh.
I was never pre-Ron. I'm an original.
Ron's
an
original.
I'm sorry, Ron. I didn't know. I don't know the whole history. You guys never told me the history when I started here.
I like
that's
what no
one, get rid of me.
I like what no one says in the chat room. He says, oh, come on, who cares? It's like 10 years ago.
Right, exactly. I agree. It's double-digit episodes, had to have been, what, 60, episode 64 was, oh, man, that what was that, 20, what year was that? 2007? I don't even know.
OMG, my friends.
The splitting off of that page is getting a little...
That threw us off. Yeah, now because now there are two pages that you need to go look.
Oh, this is a show that Ron hosted.
So,
oh, wow. It is.
Wait a minute. So scroll down. Scroll down.
Cute young Ron.
So this was the...
June 18th, 2012.
So this episode 64 was what? Wi-Fi Analyzer or Song Kick?
Oh, it was Song Kick.
Dude, it was an episode I wasn't on.
I totally was again.
This keeps happening. I'm like, well, I don't remember. Yeah, there you go.
Because I think the Groundhog did what we wanted it to today.
Spring is coming early, right?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Although...
It took its shadow for a walk, and they decided to have spring come early. That's what I read.
I'm trying to wonder what the implications are for El Nino here in California.
I know. Oh. You know, the whole Groundhog thing, like, that's actually not real.
No, obviously. But I also feel like it doesn't really apply to the West Coast.
Next thing you're going to say, there's no Santa Claus.
I'll talk to you after the show. I don't want to spoil it for any of our fans.
Jason destroying all my dreams.
I'm sorry. Right, well. But I'm sure we're giving Brian tons of ammunition. It's time to go to news.
Have you ever wondered what happens if an android sees a shadow? Nobody knows, but if we did know, it would be on Android News.
It's true. It'd probably be at the top of Android News.
That was a really good one. It's like...
Topical.
He goes away on vacation. He comes back refreshed and ready, and yeah. So
it's possible he wrote that while he was away on vacation. Yeah.
The thought came to him on the beach. He's like, oh, Groundhog Day's coming up.
That's all I thought about while I was in Kauai was this show.
Had to find Evernote. I've got to write that down. Speaking of Samsung... They sent out invites for its Galaxy Unpacked event. It's going to be Sunday, February 21st, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at Mobile World Congress.
6 p.m. World Congress time.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Prizes.
Yeah, you're going to be there, of course.
I am going to be there.
Are you going to be there, Liam? Do you go to these events for the devices, or do they hold you back for that?
I will not be there this year.
Yeah.
I've been in the past, but not this time.
Are you happy or sad that you're not going?
A little sad. I'm going to miss out on the smoked ham.
The ham.
Liam, do you want me to sneak you back some ham into the country illegally and then send it to you to New York via USPS?
Illegally.
Absolutely. just put it in a Ziploc bag in your luggage. No big deal.
Yeah, I'll wrap it in a t-shirt in some like dirty t-shirt. They'll never look in it.
That ham is so good.
You just told everybody your plan to ship illegal ham.
Listen, I'm Romanian.
She won't let US Mobile sell Xiaomi.
I'm Romanian. We've snuck so much food and wine into this country. All right.
That's your limitations.
If you're watching and you work for USPS, we'll send you some too.
Yes.
You'll share.
The US government, and please don't tax me.
Yeah, or immigration or customs.
So do we think that there might be ham in the box in the Samsung invite?
I'm guessing that surrounding the actual technology inside the box will be a layer of ham.
Okay, good.
If you peel back the ham,
I feel really bad for the phones.
Galaxy S7. Yeah, but they'll smell delicious. Galaxy S7, S7 Edge, and possibly a larger S7 Edge Plus. All right. Hey, why don't we talk about something that doesn't induce hunger?
I agree.
Let's do it.
If you were wondering what kind of bread Android would be, it would be moldy bread because it's green. Now it's time for Android news.
That was really good.
I like the color aspect. I object to the moldy.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah. I'm really enjoying these.
Depends who you buy your phone from, if it's moldy or not.
Yeah, that's true.
Why couldn't we be Irish soda bread that is dyed green?
I did not think of that.
There you go. Such a bread connoisseur.
I'm just saying, I don't want to be moldy. Anyway, we got another email from man, this is not fair. Watching All About Android this week brought a question to mind. What would we think if Wacom would write a Huawei watch app? Would we welcome with arms wide and wallets open? We won't have to wonder or wish because Wacom won't write what I wrote here. I just want to hear Juan Richards weed my email wives. So there you go, Wendy Kite. Thank you for giving me lots of W words today.
Today's very giggly.
and Huawei would work, and they would not.
Oh, that was perfect.
That hurt my mouth.
I knew that would be difficult to get through, but I'm happy that you were the one to do it, Ron.
Thumbs up.
Would we go praise wide and while it's open? That's the sentence that got me. That's right.
Thank you, Wandy Kite. If that is,
and Huawei, please never do anything with Wacom because we won't.
We won't come
appreciate that.
We won't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I am busy gearing up for MWC. Mm-hmm. You can follow me. So I'm leaving for Barcelona next week. I'll be here next Tuesday, but after that, I'm going to be gone. So be sure to follow me at greenbot.com, pcworld.com, and on Twitter at othatflow. I'm just going to be in Barcelona eating ham and checking out smartphones. And
so jealous.
There's so much good stuff this year, y'all. So please stay tuned.
Go back to the ham.
Yeah.
The jamon.
We're gonna need daily jamon reports.
I'm going to try and sneak some back for you.
I was going to say, you could just wrap it up and bring it.
Maybe. They sell like haunches at the airport. You can just grab one on your way.
It's a good idea. I'll bring Ron some ham.
Ham on.
Just slam it on the table like you're a Viking.
We should just like eat it during a show when I bring it back, like during the show, and just kind of like pick from it. You know?
I think maybe talking about sneaking things across international waters on a podcast that's downloaded by thousands of people isn't a good idea. So maybe we should strike the sneaking.
It's
part.
Fine. It's just it's customs. Just ham. It's just ham. It's not like there's bugs in it, like fruit.
It's just ham. You know,
it's not like going to agriculturally affect California's agriculture.
Well, I don't know. It might shame California's ham by going, "You're not as good as me."
Are we pig people? Are we like, is California a pig state?
I don't know.
I think we do chickens and cows. I definitely know.
I would like to raise my hand as a pig person. I eat a lot of pork.
I mean, raising pig. Anyway.
Oh, no, I don't raise them. I just eat them.
Can you get excited about Samsung's 7 days of unboxing?
No.
promotional site where a llama walks into a box and. Supposedly.
Oh, I missed that today because I was like so heads down working. Is it funny at least?
Well, I don't know. Do we want to watch it?
I feel like this is something Mateo would get really excited about.
It's a llama. Yes.
Yeah, here we're speculating. About, here it comes.
See? So, yep. It's
Cusco.
It is working, isn't it? We're totally like now showing.
Oh, that
it.
Box looks like Oculus's booth at CCS, by the way.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It totally does.
It's VR. This is totally VR.
Well, then maybe there will be a Gear VR given with pre-orders. And what do we think the llama's gonna paint as far as what it saw in the box? I think this is a meme waiting to happen.
Heck no.
Just go ahead and replace the canvas that you see here with anything and upload it to the internet.
Well, that kind of sucks.
And there we go. That's
that llama sucks at painting.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why couldn't they get a more artistic, talented llama?
An elephant.
Jeez.
I'm gonna screen grab that for later.
You work on that, Brian.
This is what he saw.
Yeah. Before I go, this just in, Jason.
Breaking news?
The llama. We figured out what the llama painted. Do you want to see it?
Yeah. I'm very curious, Brian. I'm so curious. Oh.
Wow. A little erotic.
That's an interesting painting, llama. Is that what you saw in the box?
It's very detailed. Yeah, it's drawn from a photograph, I hear.
It's that's inspired by the hot tub piano machine.
It's photorealistic.
That looks very...
Jason, why don't you wear jewelry more often? It really suits you.
I know I'm awesome looking in this picture. It's just I can't unleash that photo onto too many people.
Just when I purged that image from my brain and forgot about it, it comes back and haunts you. Well,
I almost went with this image. So.
I'm happy you had a couple of really great choices to pick from.
I'm really
kind
of disturbed that he has like a library of disturbing photos of all of us just waiting.
Yeah.
Brian's good like that. He's a professional.
Wait, did Brian have one of me?
Oh, you don't want to know, Flo.
Oh, no.
He's going to save it for when he when it's appropriate.
Exactly.
Oh, can't wait for that. Very interesting. But, and this one's how much again?
That's well, but I mean, once I'd paid customs and everything, it was £130. So it'll be in the same price range.
About $200.
About $200.
Yeah.
But you're getting.
I got a quick question, Mateo. Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Can you get that phone with a Mocha Dial backing or no?
Not yet. So Mocha Dial is
good question, Ron.
It's a very good question. So Mocha Dial is an aftermarket edition. This phone is so new, it's so hipster, that you can't get Mocha Dial yet.
I'm surprised Mocha Dial wasn't a launch option.
But yeah. I know you were after Mocha Dial, so I brought this. Brian, if you can switch over. So this is the case to my Honor 6.
Which oh my God!
Real leather Mocha Dial.
Spit take.
Wow. It's beautiful. So this is real leather made to look like Mocha Dial.
So wait a minute. So it's real leather made to look like fake crocodile skin.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to be clear on that. All right. That's good. I love
this. This is like Inception of cases. Interesting. It's interesting that this is your thing.
Someone in Europe has to bring this beauty to the Western markets,
and then they have to, apologize profusely for it.
Hey, I'm Italian. I know fashion.
All right, you keep telling yourself that, Mateo. I love it. I love it. I'm guaranteed to see Mocha Dial at least once a year when Mateo comes into the studio. That's great. So I should mention you're a freelance writer and editor for Android Police. But, yeah, you've got your work spread all over the web. So
he also writes for us.
Yes, for Greenbot. Sorry. This is true.
Oh, wow. We got double Greenbot going on. Double Greenbot.
Wow.
Yeah.
And neither of them are wearing green.
It's like a Greenbot sandwich right
now. Yeah, it's like a Greenbot sandwich, yeah. And the green is up there. There.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go. You're wearing green.
Jason's wearing green.
Oh. You're wearing green. I'm not.
Shade of 50 Shades of Green.
Yeah. Apparently so. This week
we're a good Android parody.
Well done, Flo. You should write that one down. You should do 50 Shades of Green, I think.
I'm going to do fan fiction right now.
Yeah,
I mean, Android is a huge number of people, users, so you've got a large number of people that would actually be interested in a book like that. So I'm just
saying, go for some slash fic Android style.
Oh, my God. That would be the dirtiest thing ever. But anyway. All right.
This week, we aren't going to be talking about the dirtiest thing ever. At least I don't think so. It might come up organically. Instead, we'll be talking about the first leaky bits of Android N. That was unfortunate.
That would be a chapter of the slash fic. Would be
yes, it would.
Android's leaky bits.
That was an unfortunate little pairing there.
That was great.
A lot of people seem to be sick, but nobody's sick of Android news.
Look at somebody stepping into big shoes.
Yep. Hey, Josh has proven that he can do this.
No, he has. Yeah, yeah. In a pinch.
Except the wide shot thing. I don't, every time you guys, you know, have to give me.
It's okay. It mixes things up. It's all right. Yeah.
I liked it, actually.
I'm going to hug you after this show. I just hope you know.
Variety.
Aww. You're getting a hug.
Variety is the spice of life, Josh. It's okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You brought your own signature to the show.
Yep.
We still haven't convinced you to switch to Android permanently, but that's okay. We're working on it. We're working on it.
Keyword is permanently.
Yes. Yeah, I tried it. He was Android curious for a while. He's just back to iOS again. So an email from Ronak from the SF Bay Area says, the discussion about possibility of removing of the app drawer was very interesting.
Controversial, even.
Controversial, yes.
That was heated.
Even though we kind of ended the conversation saying, well, okay, the rumors were probably unfounded, it still sparked an interesting conversation about the idea of not having an app drawer. He says, I think you guys missed an important point during the discussion. I've noticed most of my non-tech-savvy friends and family already use the home screen as an app drawer. This is because the Play Store has add app icon to home screen enabled by default. Mm-hmm. So the app shortcuts get added to their home screen anyways. This also confuses some users because now the app is at two places. When they long press the app on home screen and drag it to a remove label, they think they're removing or getting rid of the app from the phone. Now that apps can actually be uninstalled from the home screen itself, OEMs are moving towards hidden app drawer by default to make it simpler for the average user. I also hope that there's still an option to enable the app drawer if it actually is removed at some point.
This is a much more detailed, eloquent argument that's similar to the argument I was making.
Mm.
I sounded like a babbling idiot. But, you know, we know the difference of the app drawer, but you give the phone to my mother and mm-hmm. I should address the draw issue.
It popped up on Twitter though.
It's been rampant.
Really?
Like, I've been dealing with it ever since episode. I'm so
sorry.
I was a part
of that in the beginning, I think I kicked off
I'm going to explain it once. I understand that the app drawer is spelled D-R-A-W-E-R. I happen to be from Long Island, and we say draw. I say draw.
I wish I had an accent.
I could be wrong. So, there you go.
California flow.
Yeah. Every now and then it slips in. I said the draw. It's the draw.
Well, love it. Keep doing it, Ron. Keep doing you, girlfriend.
Honestly, that's one of my favorite things about speaking to Ron, to be like his accent.
Right? It's awesome. It's like, man, you're from the other side of the United States. Apparently over there?
Apparently we drop our R's, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Love it.
So. Yeah. I'm from Jersey and New York, and I just want to squish Ron every time I hear it. But the draw. Oh wow, that is completely true, Ronak. Is there like an award for like best viewer email that I can give out? Can I make one up right now?
Well, I'll go ahead and put a note next to it in the doc.
Well, be careful,
because
if you
like
start
it.
Giving awards, then that's going to set a precedent for us to give awards all the time, and we. Yeah.
We have to give awards out to every viewer. If we give you guys an award, every reviewer, every viewer's got.
You can't give everybody an award.
Hey, Mark.
No, you can't.
Mark, I did you a solid. I wrote a note next to the email in the doc, and it says Mark really liked this email. So
I did. I really did. Right. So this guy is speaking directly to my heart zone, because I used to be a product manager. I'm a UI and UX guy, and he's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And this is what terrifies me. And I was talking to a colleague about this today. Is it's not a matter of whether or not it's the right decision to make, I think, because he's absolutely right. A lot of users who are coming from iOS and see Android as this like weird amorphous platform that is always so different. Yeah, to them, it makes perfect sense. If you're gonna get rid of it from the home screen, you're gonna delete it. It doesn't compute. What scares me is that Google would set the precedent that switchers are the most important market to hit in terms of user experience, as opposed to the loyal, I don't want to say Nexus warriors, but the Android loyalists. So from a user experience perspective, that to me sets a very, very dangerous precedent to just say, okay, we'll get rid of the drawer because iOS users don't get it.
Yes.
that okay. was the end of my statement. I...
Sorry.
Period. Boop. End of sentence.
Yeah, I mean, Excellent. Okay. Everything you said makes total sense. And just BT Dubs, my mom totally uses her phone like that. She just lets everything splay out on the home screen and is like,
I told you.
Merp.
Yeah.
And we have a messy home screen.
Oh, it's so messy. I just can't even.
But the thing is
that,
like, here's the thing. The only person to blame for a messy home screen is the person who owns the phone.
Mother, you're a mess.
Right. No, but I mean,
we're not getting into it.
That's the thing is that, like, it's easy. Like, you don't need to have a messy home screen on that phone that you were like, oh, this is such a pain in the ass to use. You're like, you can clean it up. It takes literally 10 minutes while you're watching TV.
No, it does not take 10 minutes. No,
it does not take 10 minutes. It takes way longer than 10 minutes. To clean up a messy home screen. It is a labor, but it is not a labor of love. It is a labor of frustration.
And necessity.
And you hold on down to that icon, and you try and drag it away, and it's just not going over the next screen.
This is just like oozing with melodrama. It's a dramatic topic.
Look how upset we're getting over it.
It's not just melodrama. It's a big deal.
It is.
For a while too, and Huawei is one of the manufacturers who's.
Oh my god! It's so bad. It's so bad.
Making it so much worse.
So bad.
Like just stop. It's the experience of setting this phone up to make it behave like the way that I want it to, which is to me half the point of Android. Is, oh my god.
Mark, I wish I was there to hug you right now. Like, we need to just hold each other through this.
I'm with you. I wish I were too, because I'm feeling anxiety in my arms and in my back. Like, I feel tense now. Like, I'm upset.
It's getting weird.
You guys just don't get it. Listen, let's just put it this way. Googs is not going to do us wrong. They're going to let us have an option. I feel it in my heart.
Praise Duarte, and all will be okay.
Before we move any further, I have to pour one out for the homie.
Here we go.
Do we another, have like this, that sand, sad like this, army march music with at a funeral?
Let's see if I can get it.
Another Jason phone. Another crack.
Oh, man.
Like a box for the bottom one?
Yeah, there's one down there. It's kind of hard to see.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That crack is so bad, though, Jason.
It's not as bad as my Nexus 6 when I dropped that one.
Yeah, you shattered that
one. Yeah, I know, but the thing is, that thing dropped really hard.
And very far.
And this thing...
Oh, thank you for that transition. Oh. That's pretty much it. Okay, so... just real quick, we don't have to spend a lot of time on this.
There's the point of fracture. Yeah, right
that's
there.
Exactly well, where it happened.
And then Leo's GS7 Edge looks the same on the back.
So, yeah. So, durability, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say there's at least a little bit of a concern with the S7. Now, granted, it did fall out of my pocket. So, there is some fault of my own.
But for at what distance?
Well, I was sitting cross-legged on the floor, and it literally just slipped out of my pocket to the floor. So, probably...
Would you say 4 inches?
Probably about... this far.
5 inches.
Wow. Because yeah. I was sitting cross-legged on the floor, and it just kind of went zhunk down onto the floor. Mm-hmm, and when I picked it up, I had that.
I wonder if it's still waterproof, by the way.
Good question.
Let's put it in the coffee and find out.
I don't know if I'm ready to test that. But I will say the thing I really have liked about the S7 and what I like is kind of a design touch in devices that I enjoy to use is you can see as I move around the kind of light glancing off the glass, the glass is curved. Right? So it's curved all around slightly, which means that if this lands on its face, the only thing that it touches is glass to the ground. So this is a durability issue that people should at least be aware of. The bezel does not protrude beyond or further than the glass. The bezel is kind of set inward. And so something to think about. It did not take very much for this crack to happen. this could happen to you.
Do we think this is planned obsolescence?
Nah, I just think it's design.
How many days did you have it? How many?
I don't know, a week and a half.
How long did you have the 6P before that happened?
Or the 6?
What do you mean?
When you shattered the 6P.
Oh, the Nexus 6.
Nexus 6, I'm sorry.
I don't know, I had that probably like 3 months.
Oh, it was 3 months before shattered? I thought it was sooner.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Maybe you I'm just wondering just if shouldn't have a phone.
I was going to say, I wonder if there's a danger zone period with you where we need to get you through that first month.
What needs to happen is apparently like a case for me, which I'm okay with. Like I'm fine with having a case on my 6P now.
You want my purple one?
I've gotten used to it. I enjoy my devices living. Yeah. And not dying. So there we go. Anyways, something to think about. I'm sure I can get it replaced.
That's why it was funny because you changed your avatar to that before this happened.
Yeah.
And then I saw your tweet about this happening, and the avatar really set the tone for the mood of the post. So it was well fitting.
I like your brand, Jason.
Totally meant to do that. Hey, let's talk about some news, Brian.
If there's one thing that Jason can't break... we hope it's Android news.
Oh, but we hope there's breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Maybe there
wait
will
a minute. Think about it again. Take it back.
I thought he was going to say our resolve. You can break our phones, not our pride. Our resolve.
Okay, show of hands. Who has dropped their phone and broken it in this current modern world of smartphones?
Okay,
smart
how
devices?
Far back are we going? Are we going texting phones, future phones?
No, smartphones.
Yeah, smartphones with Android. Big glass.
Android.
Big glass.
I've got the one. I
threw
forget
a
how
Droid
it
Turbo 2 at some concrete.
That was intentional.
I did crack a Xperia Z4. I dropped it on the concrete at the BART station.
Okay, that counts.
But you know what, though?
What?
That thing is also made of glass, and it did not shatter that way. All I did was just like, you know, when it gets really rough on the edges?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all it did.
Yeah.
I dropped the Nexus 4 about maybe 2 or 3 inches on a marble bar.
Uh-huh.
And completely, remember, completely
yeah,
shattered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Just marble was not a
was
good...
Was it the back panel that got shattered?
It was the front panel that got shattered.
Oh, my
shattered.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Jeff, you raised your hand. What kind of damage?
Moto X from my hand to the concrete.
Okay.
And
locking.
Just shattered.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it takes at that point. Yep. That sounds like my Nexus 6. Yeah.
Me too.
And then
Brian wants to participate.
I shattered a brand new Samsung S4 Active. It fell out of my pocket while I was riding a motorcycle.
You shattered an Active? What?
I was doing about.
You should get an award.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was destroyed. The only reason I even knew it fell out of my pocket is because it hit my foot as I was riding
and
my
it
motorcycle.
Hurt?
Oh, no, it didn't hurt my foot. The phone was obliterated, though.
Yeah. It, like, hurt to
wow. It hurt to look
in.
At it.
No, yeah. Just to add in, like, how much, you know, heaviness it is.
No, it wasn't that bad, but I saw it tumbling in the middle of the road.
Oh,
the middle of the road!
Gone. They sent me another one, though.
He was on a motorcycle.
Oh.
And
yeah, it was a review unit for Before You Buy.
Oh, jeez.
And then they never let me have another phone.
Strange how that works, isn't it? Okay, it's a little bit of a slow news week. You know, new icons makes the news, whatever. We've got stuff. I'll just say that. Let's talk about some news.
Spring is here, which means you should stay inside and pay close attention to Android news.
Right.
Especially if you have allergies.
Very general Android news. There okay. Wasn't very non-specific there, Brian.
You guys didn't give me much material.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fair. Yep. It was a really good, like, you know, affordable phone. Mid-range, hopefully, affordable phone.
Hopefully they don't, like, load it up with bloat after the
that
fact.
That was the
like
thing
they
that
did
sucked
with the
about
Zenfone
it, though.
Too.
All the stuff that they load. I mean, for goodness sake, they put, like, the Mac keeper of all apps on there, Clean Master.
Yeah.
You know, like, any time I see that come preloaded, I'm like, red lights, bad news, not good.
I'm wondering if clean... Oh, okay, so check this
out. Wow, good call.
I was like, whoa, I wonder if it's ever been in the arena. Clean Master was in, albeit a long time ago, episode 103.
Wow.
I actually command-F'd that once, and I'd like to know whose pick that was.
Well, let's see.
I have a phone to pick with them.
It was me.
It was Jason, and not only was it Jason... But it won the arena. It was
insane.
A win.
The membrane.
Yeah.
What was the date on that show?
That was April 2nd, 2013.
April 2nd, 2013.
It was Gina era.
Gina era.
I love that our show is broken up into
episode 103.
Yeah, third host eras.
If you're going back into the library, Jason won.
There we go. Hey. Yep. Hey, the community doesn't lie. Or nope. Apparently the community was fooled, and so was I. So there you go. That was a couple of years ago, all right? Maybe its reputation has preceded itself over the last couple of years.
My app in that arena was Rethink. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, shows how awesome it was, Ron. Shows why it didn't win.
Yeah, that's a very good point, sir.
There we go. Okay, so I apologize about my shortcomings 3 years ago. There you go.
You won, though. Don't...
I won, I suppose.
Still a winner in my heart.
All right, good. There you go.
Okay, Samsung, you guys, if your people are using Samsung phones and they're having problems, then you really want to check out the Samsung Plus app, which just entered its third version last week. This new version of Samsung Plus comes with a couple of new features. It still has live customer support the way that Amazon's Kindle does, just like, you know, May Day. But this time they can now take over your device if you're having problems like locating where a certain setting is, or maybe you're just having some trouble figuring out TouchWiz because, you know, it can be a little confusing to use. That's what happens when you skin a version of Android.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Samsung Plus.
Did you find out about this in the Samsung Fan Club newsletter that went out this week? Or crickets.
Yeah.
You know, the thing to me with apps like this, it's like this has got to be way more intimidating for somebody who's not familiar with smartphones to use than just like trying to figure out what it is they're trying to do. Like if you were to say to some people, you like, yeah, let some person in another country take over your phone for a few minutes and show you how this works. Like I feel like they would be more hesitant.
Greg is totally here in America.
Look at those piercing eyes on this dude.
They have three call centers in America. They have one in Texas, one in New Jersey, and then one somewhere else.
Keep going, Brian. Keep going. Those eyes are piercing. Those piercing blue eyes.
I will tell you guys, this app is really helpful when your mom calls you a lot about her Galaxy S7.
So do you really not help your mother and hand her off to a Samsung?
Let me tell you how I helped my mother recently.
Really? Listen, Mom, I'm too busy downloading this app, and Steve over here will talk to you. Steve from Samsung.
Can I transfer you over?
Okay, tell us, Flo. I tried to get her to use this dang app, and I was like, Mom, just install the app. I installed it for her and I was like, here's how you use it. She just wasn't having it. She's like, it's still not working. Like the battery on my GS6 Edge keeps dying. The other day she was texting me furiously. She was like, I just plugged it in and it's not even charging. Like, I don't understand what's going on. And then she's texting me from like her coworker's iPhone because her phone had died. And she was like, blah, 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 getting upset. So I gave her a Nexus 6P and she's like so much happier since I gave her the 6P.
Hey, Flo, it's Greg. Don't worry. I'll help fix your mom's phone. Just give me a call, okay? I got this. Just look into my eyes and don't forget, Samsung will help you.
Don't look at my mouth. Don't look at my freaky box mouth. Just look at my eyes.
Listen to me.
This is a simulation, yes. not a real situation of the Samsung
to our
app.
Audio
this
listeners.
Is total simulation.
To our audio
I would
listeners,
actually
yeah.
like it better if that was the real.
Yes, yes. Right. This is how Samsung chooses. Brian, I've given you plenty of content to pull from. I expect to be wowed. It's time for the news.
Oh, man, that's a lot of pressure.
Yes, it is. I want to see what you do with it.
This just in, Hiroshi's new title is Air Captain, and you will see him soon flying his air dirigible. Stay tuned for more on Android News.
His air dirigible?
Dirigible.
Dirigible.
Air dirigible?
That's what they used to call it.
It's a really hard word to use.
Yeah.
I'm impressed, Brian.
I know. With all that pressure leading up to that, you pulled through, Brian.
It's an old-timey way of saying blimp.
Uh-oh.
A dirigible.
I'm just now getting the marshmallow update for the Galaxy S7 Edge on Verizon. By the way, I've stopped using the Galaxy S7 Edge. It literally just sits in a pouch on my desk at home because even with the Lumi case on, it's like, why bother?
Why bother? Or from what perspective? Like, it's just not powerful enough? It's too delicate?
Well, there's actually a couple reasons for why I had to stop using it. And part of that is because Verizon got mad at me for I kept swapping out SIMs. But
so?
The other
Verizon,
thing...
Why does that matter?
Well...
Jeez.
I'll tell you about that story later.
Drop Verizon, seriously.
I know. Every time I talk about it, people are like, kill it. And I'm like, I'm having a really...
It's an abusive relationship, this whole Verizon thing. Like, yeah. Get out.
I know.
Excuses, Flo. You got to quit
I just feel
excuses.
Like if I keep yelling about it, they'll just hear me and then just
I don't think so. I don't think Verizon cares.
No, they can't hear you now.
Nice one, JR. Nice one, and title. I feel like we should segue from there because
I don't know. I have to write that
there's
down.
There's no way we can ruin that
they
moment.
Can't hear you now. Thank you for the title. All right.
And with us this week, since Jason is out, we've got a fill-in. We've got our good friend Mark Bursteiner joining us.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, guys. Glad I could be here.
Back by popular demand while Jason is living it up in Vegas doing the NAB thing. We figured we'd get an injection of Mark energy.
Yeah.
Are you guys tired? Because I'm going to wake you on up.
Yeah, I am actually a little, I suggested that you come back on today because I was like, I'm a little tired today. I need some espresso in the form of a person.
That's perfect.
So I decided to bring you on.
Perfect. Very caliente. I like it.
Yes. So before we get started, we have a little bit of breaking news.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
It's coming.
We have a little bit of breaking news as our good friend Kara is filling in for Brian. There she is. There's the breaking news to Flo. Do you want to update the folks?
Yes.
This is a little. This is a little narcissistic.
This
I'll
is
be honest.
Extremely narcissistic.
This is a little inside.
It's extremely. But today, Google told me that a good friend of mine shares a birthday with me, and he's sitting right here next to me. His name's Ron Richards.
Through some bizarre fate of twist of fate, Flo, we are born on the same day. Which is very weird.
Very weird. Different years, so we have different zodiac signs coming
as
in.
As we've well documented over the show. So there you go. There's your little tidbit of all about Android host trivia that we share the same birthday, and it's coming up in a couple weeks.
It is coming up.
So start your shopping now.
Brian, man, it's good to be back. Give us the news.
Jason and I survived NAB, and I also forgot to get a gift for anyone.
Oh.
But here's... Android News.
See, I thought I could depend on Brian. I thought that, you know, Jason's busy. He's going to forget, but Brian's going to remember me.
I know. I got so many keychains, too, but, you know, I'm going to keep them. So.
I don't know. Brian sent me Snapchats, so.
This is literally reliving my childhood, by the way. Like, sitting on the stairs waiting for Dad to come home from the business trip. What'd you bring me? And he's like, ooh. Just grumbles and walks by. And
you don't get one. You know what my dad bought me or brought me home one time?
A rock.
The big storybook edition of E.T.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it was awesome. For some reason, that's just, like, stuck in my brain. And I actually saw it at a bookstore not long ago. Why did I not get it?
Yeah, why did you buy it?
I don't know. I should have.
For $8.95, you could have bought a piece of your childhood.
It's true.
My father used to come home with those, with Toblerone.
That's a good one.
But in 1983, that was a big deal because you couldn't just get it anywhere. So that was always a good one.
I'm going to tell you what my dad brought me. Lots and lots of Barbies.
Oh, that's a really... That's great. Oh, that's nice. I'm going to have to remember this. Because,
Oh, wow. She's tearing up. Wow.
This is an app by an indie developer. I'm pretty sure that whoever created this created it just kind of like on a whim to play around with it. Between 100 and 500 installs. So very low install count on it. It's called FaceJacker. Not sure I care for the name.
I was going to say something about that, but I did not.
It's okay. I'm just getting that part out of the way. FaceJacker, the name, don't care for it so much. Anyway.
I was going to say, I saw this morning, and I was like, oh, Jason loves these apps. You love these apps.
I do. I have a lot of fun with
them. Despite the name.
Okay, so I've played with Masquerade, which Facebook bought recently, and it allows you to basically, you know, wear a mask of somebody else's face in real time. I always kind of felt like it would be nice to be
so
able
to... So it was similar to the Snapchat video filters.
Yes, where they can, they're predetermined. So they choose. So they would find something like Donald Trump face. Or
inappropriate Bob Marley.
Yeah, but that's Snapchat. That's different. So they would do that. They wouldn't let you necessarily pick the image that you're masking with. And so this independent developer just kind of took... What did he take? He took the face... some face landmark data. It's basically, it's a large app. It's like 72 megs.
Ooh.
He baked all of his data in there.
It's also memory jacker.
Possibly so.
Good one, Ryan.
Yeah, good.
I think Brian didn't laugh, though, so it doesn't flow laugh, but it doesn't not Brian.
So. No ads, no in-app purchases. I'm pretty sure he just kind of did it because he was playing around or whatever. Yeah. A good kind of way to show off the technology. But what it allows you to do is... you can create a mask of your own and then import them to kind of...
Do me.
So let's see here. It's not...
Oh, this is horrifying. This is horrifying. No.
Oh my God. Jason looks so great as me.
There we go. There I am.
You look amazing as me.
Let's see here. What else do we have?
I don't like these apps. No. Give me back my face. Don't do that.
I just stole Ron's face.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see here. So Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
It's working really well in this lighting.
You look like the governor.
His lighting is like really friendly for you.
Here's the problem with
Leo.
Nice. Here's the problem with this app. It's unnatural and it's wrong.
It is. Lumberg.
Nice.
Ooh, they got the glasses on too. That's awesome.
I'm Lumberg. Let's see here. And I'm sorry, if this is what he just kind of whipped together just because it was fun, Brian.
What? Where'd you get that?
Google Images, of course. And finally, a Padre.
Oh, you got cool Padre with glasses. I love it.
This one didn't work out so hot because it was a picture of Padre kind of far away, so it's a little blurry when it blows it up. And then you can create these on the fly. So I'll go ahead... and let's see here. How do I do this camera? So create mask from gallery. It's a little, the UI can be kind of confusing here.
Like Snapchat.
yeah, probably so. Here, let's do the.
Snapchat UI is confusing.
There's no what UI. There's no UI.
It's just.
Okay. So I'm going to do you here.
I like the pose, Ron.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Oh, check it out. Check it.
Whoa. That's scary.
Wow.
I'm screenshotting that.
It was that easy. Take a picture of someone, and boom, I've got their face. Karen, come over here.
Come here, Karen. No.
She runs away.
You TD'd last week. You got to do this. Come on.
She runs away.
Come
on, Kara.
Come on.
She's okay, working. All right, she's working. I won't push her into this. It would be a lot of fun, but it's okay. I understand.
All right, she's in.
She's in.
Okay.
Okay, sit down. Let me swap this around to the front. Okay.
Oh, fine. I want to see it.
Okay. It takes...
He renders it pretty dang well.
It does.
Oh, God.
Wow.
All right. Anyways, I love these apps. I don't know. I can sit here.
It looks like her brother.
All right. I'll finish the
yeah, do a flow.
Yeah, I got to do the flow. Got to go with the flow. Okay. I love how like
that was
it
intense.
Takes it and then wait a minute. What's happening? Oh, it's oh. You know what? I got to do that again. It like took the picture and then registered my tap.
That's intense. That was like a queen face.
I don't know why it's not working.
It's too intense.
Okay, one more time. I promise, and then we'll move on because everybody's like, quit it.
Live demo, great.
I know. Okay, now we're getting it. So then I gotta...
Ah!
Oh, that's so creepy.
Wow.
That's so creepy.
Anyways, you can try on anybody's face with Face Jacker.
This is horrifying.
Hey, girl, let me jack your face.
First off, all of like the Snapchat face swap and all this sort of stuff, it's horrifying.
It's kind of getting a little outplayed, BTW.
And then they did the whole Bob Marley thing, and that was horrifying. And this is horrifying.
That was terrible.
It's horrifying. It's horrifying.
It is weird to look into like a live video feed and see something that's recognizable and then something that is absolutely not you. Anyways, it's a lot of fun.
Let us not forget the first face jacker, the TriCaster.
Looks like Gollum.
That was a rough one right there.
So Jason wanted to make sure there was news for you, so he put news in your news. Stay tuned for Android News.
Where is Exhibit when you need him? I heard you like news, so I put news in your news.
But Android peeps, I had to throw that in for flow. I've been an Android developer for 4 years and always wanted to go to Google I.O. Friday, Google sent me an unexpected email with the opportunity to register, less than 2 weeks before the event. Well, don't kick a gift horse in the mouth. What tips do you Google I.O. veterans have? What things do you wish you knew your first time, or what strategies do you have to make the most out of Google I.O.?
Okay, first of all, Chad, I love your voice.
I know, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, Chad's a natural.
Oh, is he?
He's a natural.
A natural.
Natural.
Frequent guest. I don't know where I got that from. I'm sorry. I had coffee before I came here.
It's okay. It's okay. You're doing good. This is going to mellow you out. I promise. The drink will mellow you out.
Regardless, Chad, it's kind of hard this year to give you tips just because by virtue the location where Google I.O. is very different than where it was last year. Mm-hmm. So I can't give you transit tips, but I can tell you to give yourself plenty of time to get to Shoreline. Whatever.
Trying to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to build off of that saying that it doesn't really matter where the venue is. Especially for the keynote, get there early to get a seat and to get a good seat. If you get there right when the keynote starts, you might be standing in the back.
Yeah, and here's the thing, because you're going on a developer's pass, you're going to be waiting in a much longer line than those of us in press. So we have our own line. They let us in first, usually.
Gotta get that in there.
Maybe we dial down the privilege.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. I just mean you're going to see a group of people be let in first, and that's the...
That happens to be me, so make sure you're not blocking my way as I'm going through the door. Just get out of the way so that I can get my seat.
Sorry, Chad.
Chad, make sure and say hi to Flo when you're at Google I.O., okay?
Watch, I'm like, they let Prez and Lash just because of me, and then Chad's being like, sucker.
Yes, they're at the line, they're like, wait a minute, you're Flo. We heard what you said on All About Android. You go to the back of the line.
I'll tell you all about the arena.
Oh, okay.
Because last week, we had four wonderful apps, including a great app from our guest. And when I checked in on the arena at the end of last week, I accepted my fate that I was going to lose to the guest. And I'm excited to see that I won.
You won. 42%.
App Volume Control came in first. And then our guest's app, FitCat Watchface, came in second with 32%, followed by Fast Like a Fox at 21% and Pang Adventures at 5%.
Yeah.
So that gives us arena totals through 18 weeks. Jason is currently still in first with 6 wins, but I'm sneaking up behind with 5 wins, as is Flo with 4 wins, and our guests and Gina with 3 wins. And so Gina is back to try to defend the honor of the guest camp this week. But I'm glad to get back into it, and I get to sit back and watch Jason go first now.
So. You do. Thanks for managing that. That allowed me to get a head start on things. And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
You're proud.
Nice. Even my best guy friend was telling me when we went camping this weekend how great your app pick was.
Jeez.
I just want you to know, I went camping with him for 4 days. This is what I heard about how great Ron is.
You can't even escape Ron.
I can't even escape Ron when I go to the woods.
Jeez.
What about your best girlfriend? What does she think?
I have not asked her yet.
Ron is totally a guy's guy, because I also had a guy friend at one point be like, man, that Ron is so cool. He had this great t-shirt on this one time. I really wish I could get that t-shirt. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I'd be sure. Ron's cool, but it's totally, I love that.
Everybody's best guy friend loves Ron.
So it was a great dude. It was just like, yeah, I like that Ron.
What is going on here?
I'm just going to say that
I can feel his ego emanating over. Yes.
Gina and Flo, I like both of you a lot. I like your choice in friends better. So there you go.
Jeez.
Wow. See, I wouldn't have shared that unless Flo made me think of it. So I was like, you know, I didn't want Ron's head to expand the boundaries of the
Skype.
He's
in my real world now. Even my mom talks about him. But anyway, we'll talk about that some other day.
Everybody stop talking about Ron for a second.
Remember when Ron got to hang out with Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, thanks. I
forgot about that.
Thanks.
That is so Ron.
That guy's so cool.
Jeez.
Look at him. Look at him. He's shooting pool with him, too.
He's so, like, calm and collected. He's just like, yeah, man, Ryan Reynolds.
With Ryan Reynolds and that guy from Silicon Valley.
Awesome. He was way more fun than Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. They're both really good friends now, aren't they, Ron?
Yeah.
Aren't
cool.
They? We yeah. Can. Yeah, I'm sure.
We now. So, yeah.
All right, let's stop talking about how cool Ron is.
Show title, Ron is so cool.
Let's get real. Let's get serious now. We've had our fun, jokey little segment talking about how cool Ron is. You know, had fun with that jokey segment. Now it's time to get serious. Are you ready? You ready? Yeah, you. Come here. Thanks, Brian. I can't focus.
I'm ready, Jason.
Thank you, Brian.
Tell me.
If you want to have super control, I'm talking like more control than you've ever had over rotation, screen rotation on your device. Yeah. You want to lock it into portrait?
Portrait?
Okay, that works. You want to lock it into horizontal? You want to do reverse horizontal? Yeah, you can do all this stuff. It's an app called Rotation Orientation Manager.
It's.
Yeah.
Well, no, they probably didn't have it's because they'd melt because you were in a parking lot in 90-degree weather.
Ice cream. Yeah, in 90-degree. Yeah, but I didn't see any it's. And if they were there, I failed in life because I didn't find
that's
them.
Okay. That's why I always have them in my freezer.
Oh, that's
you don't have Google branded it's. Have you ever gotten it's at Google? They have special Google it's.
What?
If you go eat at one of the Google cafeterias in the Google campus in the area when you're checking out, there's always a freezer and it's full of it's, and the label says it's it with the Google logo.
Those
is this another California thing? What is an it's?
Okay, so an it's.
Oh my God.
Here we go. This is
yes,
so important.
No, it is a California.
So this is really
important.
It is absolutely a California thing. And an it's is it's a it's. Ice cream sandwich that is covered in chocolate. And there are different variations. I believe it's an oatmeal. It's an oatmeal.
It's oatmeal.
Cookie.
It's an oatmeal
raisin cookie with different flavors.
No raisin,
of ice cream.
Just oatmeal. No,
yeah, just oatmeal cookie. So an oatmeal cookie, ice cream in between, covered in chocolate.
Yeah. So, and you could choose between mint or strawberry or pumpkin or mocha or chocolate.
Yeah, there's a good one. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could. My first job was working at a Carvel, so I probably made those. And just
oh, Michael, you're speaking my language. That's, Carvel.
All about ice cream.
I love my Carvel.
I had an it's it this weekend. The mint ones are bomb.
I know.
They're really good.
All right.
We might as well just do the news right now.
If you thought Itzit's mints were delicious, just wait until you sink your teeth into Android news. Mm.
Delicious.
That, I will go really as far as saying that was one of his best ones.
I know. I really want to know that right now. Yeah.
It might be because it was about Itzit, but yeah. Brian, well done. Well done, my friend.
You guys gave me a lot of material to work with.
It was fertile soil, basically.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice. Nice little AAA plug. Yeah. I wondered why they didn't do this.
I did that, by the
way.
I set it up like that when I took the picture.
Well done.
I was like, oh, do you listen to... So I had two Android Auto engineers sitting in my backseat of my car, by the way, while we were doing this. They do have All About Android on their
yes.
On their podcast playlist.
Yes.
Pocket Cast playlist.
Oh, that's the biggest question about Google I/O is, did you corner Sundar and is he a fan?
We did not corner Sundar, but we did corner Hiroshi.
We did.
Ooh.
And had he ever Hiroshi. And had he ever heard of the show?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not only has he heard of the show.
I know he's watching right now.
Don't tease me. Don't tease me with this.
I'm not. He said, he's like, yeah, I know who you are. And I was like,
go ahead, throw it on there, Brian. Hiroshi may have had some words to say. Basically, I know about All About Android, and I know that you guys have a jib jab of me.
No, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, because I met Hiroshi. We spoke for 15 minutes, and I was so excited. And I was like, Hiroshi, I have to go find Jason Howell. And so I left, and I went to try. I went and I found Jason. I had three people trying to help me find Jason Howell, by the way.
Which is
hilarious. Because everyone was saying he's so tall.
Well, how could you not find
him? I was feeling very under the weather that day.
But I found you, and I grabbed you now, and I took you away from a conversation. And I'm sorry for the people I took you away from.
My Playroos, Android
Central.
It was like I had just got there, started talking to them, and suddenly you come in, you're like, yeah. Jason,
I was like, you have to come meet Hiroshi, and I grabbed him and I brought him over.
He actually acknowledged the fact that he knows that we have his picture and that we've done that. That's amazing.
Yes,
I'm so upset I missed that.
Yes,
it was pretty awesome. Yeah.
And I also awkwardly called Rick Osterlo Mr. Osterlo, so I apologize for that.
You could call him a lot worse, I'm sure. Mr. Osterlo.
Well, I interrupted him. I was just very excited.
I know. You were
him.
Very excited. I will give you
so
that.
So I get very excited around executives.
Anyone who watches this show knows Lo gets excited about things.
I get very excited about the executives because we don't get a chance to really interface with them.
It's got interface.
And so it's nice to have them there and to geek out with them about a product that they work very hard on.
Yeah.
Next time, just be sure to call him Captain Rick.
I should have called him Captain
Rick.
All
the folks that work for Rick, that's what they call him.
I wanted to be respectful.
Sure.
Well, this
or make him feel old.
I wanted to be respectful. Or I didn't mean to make him feel old.
I can't believe Hiroshi acknowledged that we exist. This is amazing.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was pretty great. I kind of didn't know what to say after that, but pretty excellent. Ron is going to play us out today. Great show.
It's
great IO recap.
The robot heart. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and all about Android.
Oh boy!
I feel much better. Thank you.
That was just for you, Michael.
But before we start with the news, can I just make a quick little shout out?
Sure.
To Matt.
Hi, Matt.
One of our listeners who.
Is that a question?
Verizon Wireless customer service representative and helped me in quite a bind last Friday. Yes. So thank you, Matt, for all your help.
You're saying you're still with Verizon.
Still with Big Red, yes.
Wait, let's just not gloss over. It's the fact that you had... Wait, okay, just to clue everyone into this. Flo had an issue with Verizon, called customer support, and the guy on the other phone goes, oh yeah, I know who you are. Right? Is that basically what happened?
Well, what happened is I was DMing like Verizon really angrily on a review unit phone, like on the way to work on BART. And then when I got to work, I finally like got in my DMs there. And then I was still DMing with Verizon. And then they were like, oh, well, where can we call you? So somebody called me. And then it was Matt. And he was like,
who watches the show?
Yeah, he said, I wanted to take your issue because, you know, I'm a big fan of All About Android. And I'm just like... Oh, I just turned super red because I'm like, okay,
good thing it was a video call.
It's a really good thing I didn't turn into angry Flo because then I
right from the outside. All right there, buddy.
Yeah, I was getting a little there and then he was like, and I was like,
he
okay.
calmed you.
He did, he calmed
you
me.
You got your fame humbled you.
I guess.
I got a laugh from back there.
Anyway, thank you, Matt. You really helped.
Thanks, right, Matt. Good.
Well, let's get to it. And he had kind words to say about the show, right? He liked the show?
Yes.
Yeah. And all of us. Yeah.
Any reviews? Did he leave a 5-star review on iTunes?
I don't know.
Do we even ask for this anymore?
We should, though.
I feel like
you should.
That's like
you should leave a 5-star review on
iTunes. That's a podcast request from like.
Although, Ron, you did say you might enjoy the upcoming, there's a. I don't know, some special like...
Oh, the Batman, yeah. The Batman droid. Yeah, I did see that. I did look that up, yes. And that was, I mean, it's cool. It's got a bat on it. Okay.
He has an X, but he's fine. He has a Robin. He has the Robin.
I'm more of, look at that. Anyway, all right, let's see the show.
Ah!
We might have empty stomachs here in the studio, but that doesn't mean we don't have an hunger for Android news. So fill up.
He got me with the hunger.
Hunger.
Good job, Brian.
That's how they used to say it.
It's true.
You know, there's an article about where that accent came from. Did we talk about this already in the show?
The Midwestern.
The Mid-Atlantic accent, yeah. which is gone, which was a affectation of the New England accent that they were trying for stage and theater and for radio. Yeah. There was if you search where does the Mid-Atlantic accent come from or how people talk in the 40s or whatever, it was a great kind of linguistics kind of analysis.
Ooh.
And then it basically saying how nobody talks like that anymore because like people were trained to talk like that who were like going, you know, doing plays or radio or whatever. They would.
So was it a regional accent or was it a film and performance accent?
It was a regional accent that got, I read this months ago. I could be wrong, but I believe it was a regional accent that got co-opted by radio in New York. Hence it being called the Mid-Atlantic. But you had like the Katharine Hepburns of the world who were like in Connecticut and talk like this and, you know, oh, well, that'll be wonderful. And, you know, and so.
Right.
But it was a weird attempt to like have a United States accent and similar to the way England had a British accent.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So,
okay. Yeah. That makes
and we failed.
Yeah. So if you find that, why? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now we say bay. So. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, some of us
she just gives me double eyes. I didn't see you.
No, I was just going to say, you don't ever want to say that on this show. I'm proof positive that you just don't even introduce that word on this show.
Anyway, I'm Jason's bae. When am I going to be your bae?
It's not a word. It's not a word. So we received a lot of email from All About Android viewers who also watched This Week in Google that I was on last week along with Jason and Gina and Jeff Jarvis, where Jason proceeded to lock himself out of his Google account by signing up for two-factor authentication and having the phone number be his Google Voice phone number.
Oops.
And got stuck in an analog loop. For those who are worried, he got access back to his account. Yes. He's okay. 2 days later, he was back up and running. But it's a cautionary tale. If you haven't watched it, go watch last week's This Week in Google, and you can see the hilarity ensue.
It was pretty amazing.
It was pretty. It was some great television.
You mean he didn't know? What I'm amazed by the fact that he didn't have two-step already.
Yes, that was part of the conversation was that why hadn't he done it yet? And he's like, you know, it's so easy. I'm going to do it right now. And so we're all chatting, and then I watch him like kind of like realize what happened and like exhale. And then he says, I use my Google Voice number, and then 20 minutes of laughter. So,
Exactly. It's just the worst possible combination of things.
Wow. Horrible. But he's okay. He's back in his account. All is fine. So thank you, everyone who emailed.
So what was the solution?
You email Google and say, get me back in my account.
And they just do.
Yep, they just do.
You can be anyone and just email them. And...
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so, there you go.
I think there were some steps to validate it and all things like that. But I got to imagine this happens. You would think that would happen enough that they would fix it, but... It's Google. What can you do?
So Jason's not here, but that doesn't mean you'll be locked out of Android news. Try calling Google.
All right. Very good job, Brian. Way to make it timely.
That was great.
You got it. Thank you for all that you do with the show. You are very on point when playing the breaking news bumper, for example.
Yeah,
it's just one of your highlights, Brian.
Are we going to change that?
I think we are. I think I have a lot of work to do between now and next. Here's the challenge. Actually, this is what I really want to hear from people. Songs about nougat. There are lots of songs about things like marshmallow and lollipop or whatever, but I don't think there are any songs about nougat that we can smash into a breaking news bumper.
I wonder if Ron knows any like Italian songs or something about nougat, like folk song.
I think you're going to have to make a nougat song on your next album or something. Oh, we'll just use it for the show.
I'm going
to
make a song about nougat. I don't even like nougat, but I think I have to.
We got to find a sampler of nougat to get you, so you can just try.
I should just order it. I mean, I could probably do that.
Yeah, let's order it. We should have a taste test on the show.
All right.
Did you see any of that chat? There's been a mouse running around
what?
This apartment yeah. or this house.
I saw it run by earlier. It was really weird.
Ah!
Oh, my God. Brian.
Sorry. Sorry.
That was too convincing. That was awesome.
I spent way too much time in the background working on that.
Mouse behind me, and I thought it was the real thing, and I freaked out.
Whoops.
So great.
God.
That was really good.
Trolling me.
I considered bringing it up during the show, but I really didn't want to freak you out, depending on how phobic you are.
I was trying really hard to save Sister Face.
Before we get to the actual discussion stuff, we need to do what we didn't do last week.
Yes.
We need to unveil, in celebration of Nougat, we've got Big Hunk.
I was looking at that pile over there.
We've got Big Hunk.
Oh, my gosh.
Which apparently has Nougat.
Wait, who manufactures this? Annabelle's.
I've got the lovely Italian Nougat.
Oh, that's the real stuff.
The Taroni Nougat.
Yeah,
okay,
I've got that right here.
One bar, 50 calories. Why? There's so many calories in nougat.
I don't. Well, this is like chocolate nougat.
Is it nougat or nougat?
Nougat. There's a lot of people that say it's nougat.
Corn syrup, nougat. Sugar, peanuts, honey, dried egg whites. This is the stuff that Ron had. He showed this.
Man, yeah. I wish I would have sent you some nougat, John. I apologize. I don't know if you happen to have nougat just laying around.
Hey guys, this is distributed. Hayward, California.
Like, okay.
Okay, let's see.
Pure white.
Okay, so I guess the question that I have is, like, I'm used to nougat, as I say it, or nougat, as a lot of people say it, being inside things
a
that
Snickers.
Eat, like Snickers bar.
Yes. Yeah.
But this is kind of new to me, the like...
It's nougat to you?
This is nougat to you. Kind
Imagine,
of wrong.
Matt, do you have a little Android figurine you could put on top of that? Because then you'd have the statue.
Let's get a close-up, Jason.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, wait a minute. Before we eat the nougat, and I'm sorry, I didn't watch last week's show yet because I'm behind on podcasts and I don't like listening to my own shows.
At least you're honest.
Do we have a new bumper?
No. We
not
don't.
Yet. Okay. All right.
Nougat is really hard to find like a catchy song to.
You guys,
I have ideas.
Really
I just haven't had time to like do something with
the
it.
The old candy commercial. Is there one that says with nougat?
I'm open to suggestions. I've found like four different things. None of them were like that's obviously it. But I could make it work if I need to.
All right, Jason. I'm gonna get on this.
Okay.
I want to help you.
So good.
Okay. Please do.
Ready?
All right. Let's go. Right. One, two, three. Hmm.
Mmm, nougat-y good.
Really?
That tastes like a wedding.
That's actually pretty good.
I love it.
Well, it's a wedding. It says it's a wedding treat on the back of the box.
Yeah.
From 1441.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could eat.
At Bianca Maria Visconti's wedding.
I don't know if I could eat a lot of these.
I could eat this entire box you sent me.
Really?
And wow, this is really yummy.
Look how much nougat I have.
This one's really good. This one's really good.
The entire thing.
This is quality nougat right here, y'all.
So, you know, this nougat thing you sent me, Jason, which I think you have, not only is a great store display, but it has three flavors, orange, vanilla, and lemon.
Oh, I just had the lemon one, everyone, just by the way.
Yeah, I had the lemon one.
You had lemon?
Yeah.
I had the vanilla. Try the vanilla. It's good.
I will.
Hey, maybe we should talk about
Android. Here, I'll try the vanilla one for you. I didn't have my afternoon snack.
Here, you eat vanilla. We're going to, Brian, if you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give you any nougat. That's okay. We'll get it to you.
Do you want me to throw it?
We'll get a nougat messenger.
Yeah, just toss it across the studio for me.
We'll get a messenger to bring
you
some nougat.
I'm really worried I'm going to break something and then I'll get fired.
By the way, I'm eating my second nougat, just so everyone knows.
Okay, I want to eat my second nougat too, just like Ron.
This is one of those moments where we realize we've invited someone on for the very first time. They've never been on the show before. And you're probably sitting there, John, going, what did I sign up for?
I'm sorry, John.
We only get to do this once a year, so come on. It's a special moment. It's a,
I would like to describe the nougat for all of you at home. First of all, this packaging is very difficult to take off, which is good. Yeah, I would say it's childproof.
You just tear it.
It's very, here we go. It's very mushy.
Uh-huh.
Ew.
See? Look how mushy it is. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can keep it.
It rips apart very easily.
Here, Brian. And
these Italian ones have slices of almonds in them.
Bumps.
Dang. Oh, it went underneath the TriCaster.
It's underneath the TriCaster forever. Don't
worry.
We're moving out
there.
We're moving out in a couple of months.
I know, right?
Okay. we'll do this little nougat eating thing. But meanwhile, let's dive into some news.
I can't even think of an intro for this. You were waiting for it, but no, I can't.
No, it's
even.
Okay.
I'm so thrown off by this
Android news fail. Okay.
I'm so sorry, Brian.
You guys threw me off.
But this vanilla one is pretty good. But I have to say, guys,
yeah,
lemon so far has been my fave.
All right, let's let Brian do a take two on that.
Can I do a take two?
Sure, go.
All right, yeah. All right. That creamy segment that had a. No, that one doesn't work either.
It's okay. I think we got it. We got it.
It had a delicious center before it was cool. Android news. Something like that.
All right. I don't like where you were going.
Let's start.
All right. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Follow me if you want to live.
What is going on? I did not see this coming.
I'm hypnotizing you all.
Yeah, it's working. It's totally working.
Anyway.
And I'm asleep. Interesting. I learned something new about you today.
There's an airplane mode available with it. You can get different programs. If you unlock it, you get a couple X. Wow. You get different like monk chants and stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really helped me sleep, guys.
It's from the
Android team. So it's from a legitimate Android development team.
Awesome. It works. If it works, that's the point, right?
If you watched last week, you saw Brian murder the Android news segment. And so this week, Josh is going to do his best to show Brian how it's done.
All right.
So that said, Josh, take it away.
No pressure.
I'm pretty much out of balls to do anything interesting in Pokemon Go. So it's time for Android news.
Oh. I think he did a good job there. What do you guys think? Phil's giving a thumbs up.
Yes.
You got this, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, good job, Josh.
I'm so filled with confidence right now.
Oh, Flo, the pun was unneeded.
We're gonna have to stop the show.
Josh, are you ready? It's time for the news.
Google announced a couple of pixels today, but we're presenting Android News in 900...
No!
We need the shot of the Hindenburg crashing.
You were so close. You were so close. That's a data point that you write down, Josh.
We're presenting Android News in 921,600 pixels.
921... Okay. Anyway, I don't know if that equates, but
I can see the Android news van going along the road at 60 miles an hour and it going off the side into the ditch.
The road turns and it just goes off the cliff. It's okay.
You know what happened? I started the news thing too early and then I didn't have enough time.
Yeah, it's all right. You've been thinking about this literally all day. So it's true.
He came there up. Goes my moment.
I wish I was there to hug Josh. Yeah,
I know. I feel like he needs a hug.
FIFA's almost here, where I believe phone companies compete in a soccer tournament. Let's hear about it in Android news.
I think you're confused, Josh. Wow. I don't think FIFA has anything to do with soccer, but maybe
it does sound like it, though. I feel like that was really good, Josh. It would have been better if we were talking about FIFA in any capacity, but
but it's true. FIFA is almost here. It's exciting.
I said it was almost here.
Hey, you know, we don't have Brian in the technical direction chair today. We have Mr. Mac and Josh in the chair. Do you think you're ready for the news, Josh? Do you think you can handle it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've talked it up, so let's do it. It's time for the news.
You can plug in Android news as much as you want, and it won't explode, probably. It's time for Android news.
Okay, this is good.
All right.
A little hesitant at the beginning, but I appreciate where you were going.
I got that one from Kara. I can't even lie.
Oh, she fed that to you?
Yeah, I need writers, you guys. I need writers. Wow.
Don't we all?
You can't plug headphones into Courage. That's why the new Android phones have headphone jacks. It's Android news.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Bless you. Bless you for doing that. I have so much respect for you for doing that right now.
A plus.
He actually asked me before the show, do any of the phones that are going to be on tonight, do they have a headphone jack? They all do.
Actually, okay,
all
right.
Yeah, they all do. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I said, yeah, there's none that don't have a headphone jack.
So it's because I don't want Ron to call me out on it, because last time I made a FIFA joke, Ron was like, we're not talking about FIFA. And I felt really bad about it. So.
Josh. We really shouldn't talk about FIFA on this show. It's more of a John Oliver thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the note exploding.
I mean, IFA. Sorry.
IFA, yeah. Or FIFA. Whatever you want. IFA, FIFA, it's all the same thing. It's all over there.
But Brian, I hope you've rewritten something, because I know that Ron totally stole what you were going to say.
Still going to be hot.
In the news.
It might be hot outside, but we've got the hottest topics on Earth here on Android News.
That was good.
I like that one because he referenced the visual, because it's a spinning Earth with the news, and he said we have the hottest stories on Earth.
Thank you, Ron. I'm glad you noticed that little nuance. Thank you.
I did.
And he also revealed his affinity for a hot topic. The
solar. And also, Mars is really hot. So what's hotter than Mars? Nothing.
That's true, I think.
We're getting deep here, guys.
Yeah, this is going
deep. You want to be technical. Nobody told them not to.
I think it's sparkly and shiny and nice.
That icon is fine. That was a whole lot of hullabaloo. But Jason's angry.
I want a thought bubble.
You'll get one. There you go. You get mine.
I get the seconds. I get the leftovers.
Yeah.
You can do it. And nobody will sue you, likely.
That's the motto I live by.
Yay! Hey! Get a heart! Oh, this is great.
It's about time. Oh, Brian, you're the best.
Thanks, Brian. You are the best.
Brian, you've got a lot of material to work with. We've got one news story. Let's hit it.
There wasn't any news thing in the docs. I thought I was going to get out of it tonight.
That got shifted around. Sorry about that. But no.
Oh.
There is right now.
Okay. Well, here we go. If I had something to say, I'd say it here. But instead, you'll watch Android News.
Okay, that works. Considering I didn't give you a forewarning, I apologize about that.
That's what we call a parachute in the biz. He just had to get out.
Yes. Go. Just gotta make the jump.
Yeah. It's news, and that's all. Bleak says, "Shh, don't mention Wave." And to which I had to mention Wave.
There you go.
is the book still on Amazon?
My God, Jason, I haven't checked, and
I have to.
Don't do it.
I really want to know.
The best thing that book did for me is that it gave me just a great like punchline, you know. And people are like, "Wow, you've done so many good things," and I'm like, "Yeah," and I wrote a book on Wave, and it like takes a beat, and like now that it's been several years now, so like the joke's not going to work for much longer, but it takes a beat, and I can always get people to smile in our industry. So.
The complete guide to Google Wave.
Two stars.
Awesome.
but two stars based on one customer review, so. I wouldn't trust that.
Wow.
That's a blast from the past.
I love it,
Jason,
though.
It's good.
I love it. No, I think that's awesome. I think it's awesome that you wrote a book about Wave.
I own and celebrate my failures.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Just own it.
That's exactly.
As my bio sometimes says, I'm busy filling the internet with cat pictures and travel content.
And occasionally goats. Just saying.
You said it. You said the G word really early in the show.
Well, I mean,
is this a shtick I'm not aware of?
This is just a thing.
Oh, this is an ongoing.
Because every time Mateo is on the show, I'm gone. So this is like the first time we've managed to like sync up.
So in about an hour, you're gonna find out what the joke is all about. So you stay tuned.
Okay.
This show is for you. Yes, we've got alligator cases.
Mockadile.
That's authentic alligator cases, mockadile cases, and goats. It's just
I will give Mateo this credit that he is the only recurring guest on All About Android that actually has recurring bits that carry over from show to show. I mean, really, the closest would be Phil Nickinson, and that's just general grumpiness. But Mateo's actually got several different bits that he can go into at any moment. So you just, you know, hold on tight. It's going to be one of those shows. So.
I do wonder if Phil knows that his bit is general grumpiness. That makes me laugh.
We've got a brand new OS, a brand new studio, but it's the same old Android news.
Very nice. Very nice.
It is the same old Android news.
Kind of negative on us. The same old Android news.
No,
because you guys are really reliable, and you know it's good. Right. So it doesn't have to be different.
You're right. Now I'm seeing it your way, Ron. Maybe that wasn't so hot. Just think about that. Noodle on that the entire episode, Brian. I want you to feel very badly about what you didn't intend for us to interpret your news segment with. Okay?
I'll work on it.
All right, good. All right, Mateo, it's your time to shine. Give us your two-minute review of the thing that I won't say out loud because I'll let you say it.
Okay, then. So this week I'm participating in the App Arena for Team GG&G, which is Guests, Gina, and Goats. With Goat Simulator, Waste of Space. So this is the third installment of Goat Simulator for Android.
It's available. At this point, are they only making this game for you to show it on the show, Mateo?
I hope so. Because I have quite a few feature requests to ask them to put in it. I'm sure Brian would also like to see some corgis appear in the game every now and again.
Yeah.
Whether it's pronounced nougat or nougat, we've got plenty of news filling for you on Android.
Ooh. There you go, topical. Brian's the best in the biz. There you go.
Yeah, he's pretty darn good.
Brian, can you zoom in on the patent, the face in the patent? Just it's super. I've just been staring at Jason's screen.
He's really happy.
That's really creepy. That would make a good like Halloween like prop to put, like, you open the door, there's this like smiling figurine in white.
Yeah. They really
with disco balls in the background.
Welcome to my party.
What does the disco balls have to do with VR? Yeah.
Oh, it's a party. So, VR is a party.
Yep. But yeah, my friend's kids, they were like trying out the Gear VRs at Best Buy. They were just kind of hanging out. And so I sent her the Gear VR that I had at my house because her kids were like super into it. And the pictures, she was like super thankful. And I was just thinking about why the Gear VR is so popular and why it's been successful is because it's just like, it's so easy to use as long as you have the phone.
And comfortable. Cardboard was a good introduction, I suppose, but there was never a level of comfort with it. It's still, you still had a piece of cardboard stuck to your face that you had to hold on to.
But I'm just thinking about mainstream consumers and people there's a mom. She has a Galaxy, S7, and it can run all this stuff. And, like, she has, two little boys. She wants to, like, give them this experience. And all she has to do is spend $100, get this little, like, attachment. Yeah. And
they can go on a roller coaster ride.
Exactly. And then to Ron's point, talking about the woman who's crying, well, you can make your own little videos that are, like, 360 videos. Like, imagine, I don't know, filming me giving birth and showing that to my mother, she would probably cry. I don't know.
Machu Picchu.
Just FYI, the studio feels really weird right now since I said that. There is an air of weirdness. And I'm really sorry. It just kind of came out of me.
Or maybe suddenly a weird guy with disco balls appears.
Smiling at you and won't go away. Go away, weird guy with disco balls. Seriously.
It's Google's 18th birthday, and we're all looking forward to having a beer with it when it turns 21. It's time for Android News.
I'm thinking it might be good to celebrate the 18th birthday with a nougat cake.
Nougat.
Nougat cake?
It's like a chewy cake.
Yeah. I don't think it would be very good, but it would be applicable.
You know what I keep thinking about, though? I keep thinking about the little, there were these nougat crackers that I ate, like, after the show, so it wasn't on the show, and they had, like, green onions in them, and they were savory, and then, like, a nougat center. They were actually really good.
That doesn't sound good. It might be good. I would have to be convinced to try it, but.
Okay, well, they're at your desk. No, that's... So.
They're in that bag full of nougat stuff.
During the ad, you
apparently, I didn't eat the ones with onions in them, and I think I'm okay with it.
Good, actually.
I think I'm okay with it.
So we got a video mail from someone who wants to have the final word on the nougat debate.
The nougat.
It's Jay from Tacoma. Hey, I want to let you know that my phone is working again. My problem was that it wasn't talking to me before, and it's been doing it pretty much, like I said, ever since day after I sent you this video mail. But anyway, I have another question for you. Have you asked Google Now how to pronounce nougat? It's kind of interesting. Give it a try. Thanks, guys.
I have
talk
not.
To you later.
All right.
All right. That, should we do
not
this?
Only, that's not only a clever approach to it. I'm surprised we didn't think of that.
I know.
What is nougat?
Nougat, a candy made from sugar or honey, nuts, and egg white.
European pronunciation for the win.
Yeah, and it even it's like it was very polite in correcting me.
Yeah,
it didn't, you meant nougat, right? Yeah,
yeah, it didn't push up its glasses when it said that, or didn't say, well, actually, it's nougat. It just said nougat. You know, like I'm going to ignore your faux pas, and we're just going to tell you what it is.
We're just going to move along. I'll give you the answer, and next time you won't ask me that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Google Now.
And, good job, America.
We tend to, take over things and say it's ours. This is how you pronounce it.
Freedom candy.
As
I said, a one-hour selfie masterclass was the highlight of
what
the
did you learn? So what did you learn from your masterclass?
I learned that I have to hold the phone higher, not show off my nostrils.
Yes, that's
try
important.
Yeah, angled angles. View.
Yeah
it's all very thing. But Huawei have done everything they can to make the software of this help you to take amazing selfies. So they have preset...
You sound like you work for Huawei.
I know.
Either that or you're very convinced.
I'm very convinced okay. Because I have taken some very disconcerting pictures, not only of myself, but of Brian. Do we have that picture of Brian to show?
I hope so.
Oh,
so this is Brian, our technical director and sometimes news voice guy. Mostly news voice guy.
You know,
he was not actually wearing makeup, though, right?
He wasn't wearing makeup. Nope, so this is a new feature that is part of the Nova lineup, which makes it more of a lifestyle product than, say, the previous versions of Huawei's devices.
You can see your nostrils, Matteo.
Exactly. So I'm doing this wrong.
Yeah.
But we'll show off some pictures you took of Flo earlier.
That I took of myself.
So this is Flo with which makeup selfie mode
was
this?
That was the nude mode, which is weird.
So there are lots of...
Oh, no, that was the cute mode. The first one was the cute mode.
Cute mode, yeah.
The next one was glamour.
Okay.
And then that one was... That was like, I don't remember which one that was.
It went over your face with like a white marker and a blur tool. And
so these are all preset selfie makeup modes, which can be live.
And you preview them live, right?
So you preview all these different selfie modes.
Put on some makeup, Matteo.
Come on. I'll put on the most disconcerting one to me, which is club. So there we are.
Oh, that first one was club. That was the one that I was doing.
Wow.
Oh, so and that's taking the selfie. We'll just go and preview that.
This is what we become as a society.
I mean, they do say the male, you know, the male gender is usually the most beautiful of every species. So
there we go.
Who needs makeup anymore?
No comments about shirts. This is the future of humanity. The amount of engineering time put into making this software and deploying it to the devices must have been impressive. You must have put a lot of work into this.
Well, no, because there's a crap ton of apps like that on the Play Store that do all the, like, layover.
The face stuff. Yeah, I brought all of them into the arena
them.
At
yeah,
some
I've
point.
I've been using them for years.
Well, this is all new to me, so I may have been one of the ones.
So this has nothing to do with today's announcement from Google. We're going to get to that in a moment. But we wanted to highlight an interesting thing that happened last night. So last night I received a tweet from a faithful viewer, Dave Q. Actually, Josh, if we can pull up his tweet. He sent a tweet that said, that basically said, RonXO's voice turns up in a rave intro tune in front of thousands at Android Show. And I read that and I didn't quite understand what he meant by that. And so I clicked on the YouTube link and, well, Josh, let's play the first link and you can see what I heard, after clicking.
Marshmallow.
This is a huge day. This is the day that we've been waiting.
Whoa. That's Ron's voice. What you didn't hear before that,
wait,
you heard...
Wait, you guys have to read the...
Yeah, replay from the very beginning. Drag
well,
the
no,
very
hang
beginning.
Hang on, so, no, well, before you do that, I got to take it through the linear. So that's the link that Dave Q shared with us. And I did some research, and it turned out to be there's a DJ named Marshmello, and that was a clip is from him playing Lollapalooza in Chicago a couple of weeks ago in August. But as you mentioned, before you hear my voice saying this is Dave and Mobile Rain 4, you hear somebody saying Marshmello. And so I did some more digging on YouTube, and then I found this second clip where you can hear it crystal clear. So Josh, roll the second clip.
Marshmello.
Yo, 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 Marshmello.
This is the huge day. This is the day that
we've been waiting
for. So the yo, 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 Marshmello, is that you, Flo?
I mean, it sounds like something I would say. I say yo a lot as resident millennial.
I think it might actually be. So it's Flo saying Marshmello and Ron saying this is the day we've been waiting for on some random DJ's opening at Lollapalooza.
So now this opens up a series of questions, which is, one, did the guy just look for any mentions of Marshmello out in the world because his DJ name is Marshmello and he's using that? Or is he a fan of the show?
Oh, man, we need to know the answer to this question. Is somebody connected with Marshmello? If so, put him in contact with us, aaa@twit.tv. We have to talk to you about this because this is weird. Yep.
So now what's funny is that I wanted to listen to more to see if there was any other clips of us, but I couldn't get through 10 more seconds of music because it's god awful.
It's very dirty dubstep. That's what I call it.
Well, he's actually played shows with Skrillex, so it actually makes a whole lot of sense. This guy's
a big deal.
It's a big deal, apparently. Yeah. So, hey, you guys are famous. Again.
There you go.
And I'm still Florence Ion.
Wait a minute. So your last name has not changed?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
That's cool. All right. My wife actually did the same thing. She's got the same last
name. It's the 21st century.
Who wants
she's
to
got
get
a bio-
rid of last she- name like Ion?
I know.
True. Well, it's a good name, and you got a byline.
And it's
to worry
only
about.
Three letters. It's so easy.
Yeah, I mean, Ion is a pretty badass last name. So. I mean, I don't know why anyone would think about getting rid of that last name. So it works. Well, congratulations,
thank
because you I don't know, got married over the weekend.
I did.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And you're here on Tuesday.
I'm a little tired.
I can imagine.
I'm still shocked you're here. I mean, bravo for commitment to the All About Android beat. But congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ron. I feel bad, though, because I did bring some pastries to the set from the wedding that actually have nougat in them.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, did you do that on purpose? Did you pre-plan the wedding pastries to have nougat in them, or was that just a happy accident?
I'm trying to talk to my mom about how I can ship one of these to you.
So I will hold it up on my product camera because it is
it's
a product.
It's really good.
This is what nougat looks like. This right here.
It's in a wafer thing with nuts. Anyway,
I'm not
going to
take a bite right now.
I had three. It's not hard. You can.
I know, but I've got lots of talking to do.
This is true. It's really good.
I'm sure it is. I'm going to save it. I'm going to make sure that it's part of my product camera all day.
Okay.
And then maybe I'll enjoy this a little bit later.
Well, I hope you brought your gavel because you've been subpoenaed to the court of Android. Prepare for Android news.
Well done. That was one of the better ones. Good job, Brian.
They got a juror, too.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, I know that you prepared a bumper for Florence's Hardware Shack, so play it. I'm just kidding.
Brian, I got all happy.
I wish I had thought to do that in advance. Instead, I just threw Brian under the bus. I'm sorry, man.
Sorry, I'll come up with something later.
Although, Brian, if you do ever make a little bumper, make sure it goes, Hardware Shack, it's a little place where... Hey, come on now.
Welcome to Flo's Android Shack. See what she hates, see what she likes, and you may not go home.
It's just like a shack in the middle of Petaluma, like...
Did you just search Android Shack or...
Chickens milling about.
Oh, that was great,
Brian. Actually, I would love it. Brian, if we could put a goat there, just FYI. Tie a goat. Make sure the lawn is nice. Yeah. Keep
no, you know
furry.
What?
You know what?
Do not encourage Mateo anymore with the goats, please.
Mateo's going to be here next week. He's literally going to be in studio next week. So
wait,
maybe Mateo can
he's
help.
Be in, yeah. Wait, was he in studio when Ron was here? No, Ron. It was just the three of us. Oh, okay.
Well, last time he was there, I was here.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I was.
So
like,
So next week is shaping up to be a pretty crazy episode. I'm sure Mateo can help us with our goat needs.
And it's the day after Halloween, so
I thought about inviting him over to sit in on the show tonight, but I was like, no, it's my time.
My time down here. Yeah.
Tune in next week if you want to see a goat in front of the shack.
At the goat shack. Obviously, Mateo, you've been on the show many, many times in the past. CoolSmartphone.com. How's it going, Mateo?
Very well, thanks. It's good to be back.
And so. I think we need to comment on Mateo's garb.
What?
Mateo's really gone native. His time here in the States. He's really.
Are you wearing a goat shirt?
Yeah,
of course you are.
It's just like literally, Mateo's like, how can I be Ron's worst nightmare? I'm gonna wear a goat shirt under the American flag. It's great. It's good to see you, Mateo.
Oh, good to see you too, Ron. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, really? I look down and he's got a goddamn cowboy hat on. Like, all I gotta say is that why did we not send a reality crew on the road trip of these three Android developers driving from the Android barbecue to Petaluma? Like, it's like you thought Borat was funny. It's Mateo and his friends.
It would have been an adventure, let me tell you.
And there's plenty of llama and goat farms up here where you could go and
like,
you know.
I don't want to know how you got here after the Android barbecue. I'm assuming you flew. I don't want to know. In my mental image, you guys have a station wagon from like 1979. It's a Woody.
Oh, yeah, with the Woody.
Right?
Oh,
yeah, right? Just like, yes. And they're on the open road and like they're getting lots of weird looks. We get lots of weird looks.
That's not a problem.
I'm pretty sure that happened. All right, Brian, I know you may have thought that we were going to leave you out in the wilderness without an opportunity to do a news bumper, but here's your magic moment. Yay. It's time for the news.
It's been an all... Dang it.
Hold on. It's too long into the show.
Sorry, we didn't give you... Right.
You build it up, and I took a bite of, like, beef jerky, right? When I...
Blame the beef jerky. Okay. Time for the news.
It's been a jam-packed All About Android, so prepare yourselves for a jam-packed Android news.
I like the first one better.
No one will ever see it.
No, I'm leaving that in. That's not going anywhere. Sorry, I'm bringing up my Thunderbolt.
Wow.
Oh, is that what you ran
Remember
away
when
to go
people
get?
People were complaining about how big the Thunderbolt was. Those are good times.
I mean, the Thunderbolt is thick. Don't get me wrong. It's got junk in the trunk. Look at that thing.
Wow, look at that. Wow.
But didn't it need it because the battery would only last like 15 minutes or something if you connected it to...
The glory days of smartphones. Yes,
look at that. Look at HTC Sense. I haven't seen that in so long. Look at that bottom. Oh, man.
I went through the flip clock, too. Those are good times.
I went through my box of old phones and found this in there. And, yeah, there you go. I'm surprised it still has a charge. I mean, seriously, this thing still has a charge, dude.
That's crazy.
How long has it been since this was booted up? I can't even remember. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, look at that search bar. Wow, look at that.
This is the old Thunderbolt, and this is the new Thunderbolt.
We've come so far.
It kind of has similar wallpapers, too. How did that happen?
Oh, yeah? Kind of similar colors. Got a new segment. It's VR.
Wait. Do we have a new role?
Ooh. It's like we're there.
Wow.
That's pretty. I like that.
That is so cool.
Jeff Kosmicki comes through again with a new
like
bumper
how it's
for
some,
VR.
It's like a dude in a room, an Android dude in a room, and there's like police sirens.
Right. Okay, so I asked him about that when he did it, and I was like, so what's the idea behind the kind of sound design? And he said, well, you know, when you're in VR, you're in your own world, and then you break out of it, and this is the real world.
That's
you're surrounded
why I'm
by police sirens.
It's funny, because that's
that kind of stuff.
The whole point of virtual reality.
What I got to tell you, it's funny that you mentioned Jeff Kosmicki, who is the fantastic creator of that VR bumper, because I met him the other night.
Oh, there he is.
There's me and Jeff Kosmicki. I was at the live show of Super Ego, which is a podcast with Paul F. Tompkins and Matt Gourley and some other great comedian folks at the Bell House in Brooklyn. And the show was all done. And I was actually hanging out with my buddy Pete, Pete the Retailer from Star Wars Minute Podcast. And Jeff comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, Ron, all about Android?" And I didn't know who I've never seen Jeff Kosmicki. And so I was like, "Hey, how you doing?" Thinking it's just a loyal all about Android audience member. He's like, "Hey, it's Jeff Kosmicki." And I lost it at the show. I completely made my friend take pictures. I was thanking him. He was great. We had a long talk. Apparently he grew up in the DC music scene in the 80s, which I'm a big fan of. So we talked about music. Jeff was super cool dude. Really, he drove up from DC to see Super Ego.
Random and awesome. I love it.
And what are the odds that in Brooklyn I would run into the guy who's created all of our awesome bumpers? So Jeff, hats off to you, and hopefully we can hang out again soon sometime.
No kidding. That is so cool. That is so awesome. Yeah. Last week, when we talk about things like this, it's our bumper segment of, or sorry, VR segment. I messed that one up.
Our bumper segment.
It's our bumper segment where we talk about bumpers like this one.
Oh, man, we should make a show all about bumpers and where we review other shows' bumpers and we talk about, transitions and things like that. That's a great idea.
If there's enough – are there enough bumpers to do that with? Podcast, you'd have to expand it out into TV shows.
Well, yeah, no, you totally – yeah. You can look at CNN's bumpers. You can look at MSNBC's bumpers. You can look at another podcast bumpers. You can go on YouTube. I'm sure that, the Star Wars show and stuff like that, they've got bumpers. I'm telling you, we could do all about bumpers. We're on it, Jason. Let's do it. 2017, all about bumpers.
As Scott Johnson of Frog Pants says, make the show that you want to see.
Exactly.
That's the recipe for success when it comes to podcasts. Make the show you want to see. And we want to see a show that's all about bumpers. Yeah, when I was at VRDC, I've already told this on the show, but I'll tell you too. I was at VRDC and they had a little booth. Google had a booth where they were showing off a couple of these. And when I finally got in there, that was the first thing they said. They were like, "All right, come on over here. You get to check it out. But I just need to warn you, it's a little wet." And it was totally, this whole area right here was damp. You put that sucker on your face and it was like damp coolness resting on your cheek.
Oh no.
So if that isn't enough to kind of gross you out, there you go.
You're a brave soul. I don't think I could have done it.
I only did it because up until that, it hadn't even released yet. I was like, okay, I gotta take one for the team on this one. Got to do it. Moist VR goggle on face.
That when you're at a live demo event, what you don't want to hear is it's a little wet.
Oh no!
But what I found so funny about it is it was totally in passing. It was like here's your VR goggle and forewarning, it's a little wet. And it's like, oh okay, yeah, I don't care. I'm here to check out the goggle.
You gotta get some Clorox wipes that you just travel with.
Yeah, apparently. They should have had those, actually.
So it's been a long time coming, but Google Play Services will no longer support any Android versions below API level 14. That means that officially and finally, Gingerbread and Honeycomb are unsupported. And to give you a context give you some idea of what that means, latest distribution numbers as of last month, Gingerbread sat at 1.3% of the population, and Honeycomb isn't even on the list. And Froyo is still holding on at 0.1%.
Yeah.
Jason, last week you turned on your old Thunderbolt. What was that running?
That had to, I can't remember, but I'm guessing it's probably either, would it be ice cream? No, it would be before that. It would probably be Gingerbread. Don't try and pin this on me, Ron.
I was gonna say, you're skewing the numbers for November, man.
I see what you're doing now. I've caught up. I didn't connect to the Play Store. Maybe I will just to throw things off though.
Yeah.
Just to make you upset. I get hot face. When I do Daydream VR, it gets hot to the touch. And at some point you get an error or a toast message that says, stop doing VR for right now. Let your phone cool off. And you actually have to take it out and stop.
Wow. I'm picturing the scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark when the Nazi picks up the medallion and it burns the medallion image on his palm. You guys are all going to have that little, G in your hands from taking it out of your daydream. Yeah.
No, we're going to have the visor. burn on the face.
I thought you were picturing the scene later in the movie where the guy's face melts like a candle.
Oh, that too, Aaron. Good point.
Maybe that's what happens when you plug in your Samsung.
Right, your Note 7. That's one thing I never got to. Yes, that. Exactly. Yeah. This is what happens when you use the Daydream View. Your face melting experience.
Scene that gave me nightmares as a child. Now I'm going to have nightmares again tonight.
You and me both, Aaron. You and me both.
Now, yes, me too. Now it just looks like a wax candle being melted.
Yeah.
So the Pixel phones, as we know, were first unveiled 2 months ago, with Google finally making its mark in both hardware design as well as its new Google-ear approach with Android, above and beyond what we always talk about on the show with vanilla Android. And Brian, I believe we have a guest to talk about that. Can you pull up the Hiroshi graphic? Thank you. So I can ask Hiroshi, how are things going 2 months later?
I think things are going great. You know, we've gotten great reviews for the Pixel, and so it was nice to have more devices out there running Android.
You're actually online. Woo! It's Hiroshi Lockheimer, SVP of Android, Chrome OS, and Play. This is a really big moment for us. I have to thank you first and foremost for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Thanks for having me. And that was incredibly distracting to see myself talk, but I've never done that before. That was cool. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a bit that we've had on the show. I mean, dating back as far as Andy Rubin, when we first started the show, we would have What Would Andy Say? And I mean, all along the board. So let's talk a little bit about Nougat. And I guess more specifically, like we, you know, every month, actually, we've kind of fallen out of the habit of this a little bit, of checking in on platform distribution numbers, because very often it's like, what can I say now? That number moved a couple of digits. Okay, great. Moving on. But I mean, let's take a look at this month, for example. New platform distribution numbers released. Nougat sits at 0.4%. Now, admittedly, it hasn't been out very long, but 0.4% is a pretty low percentage.
Yeah. You know, by the way, just real quick, I was in France last week, and it's Nougat. It's not.
I know.
Yeah, my father, my Romanian father already corrected me on the pronunciation.
I was going to say many of our audience is going to be cheering for Hiroshi right now.
Listen, I was there for 12 hours. I am clearly an expert in French now. There's a whole town. Did you hear about this? Is this whole town where they celebrated for weeks? The fact that this is a town where they are famous for their nougat, where they apparently invented it. And so I think it's called Montelima. They celebrated this amazing sort of citywide celebration that they had. So I heard about that in France. But anyway.
We can blame Snickers for most of us calling it nougat. Okay, I'm going to pass the blame to someone else.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
All right. We have this bit of app news. I think we caught Brian sleeping. Were you sleeping, Brian? Oh, there's a little pillow over there. It's
just a delayed reaction.
Oh, okay. All right. Totally on purpose, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Man, I was worried there for a second. Google wants you to keep in touch with your friends and your family in case of an emergency, and that's why it just launched Trusted Contacts for Android. So, you know, obviously they had, what was it, Latitude years ago for like tracking location, all that kind of stuff. They ended up folding part of that functionality into Google Plus. It's still there, location services. So if you want to kind of like on a more casual level, if tracking someone's location is casual, you could do that. You could track, you know, if they're sharing their location data with you, you could track where they are.
I'm casually tracking you. I'm not focused on it, but every now and then I just like to check.
I'm not studying where you are right now, but I can find out where you are at any given point of the time of the day.
Do you know how many people use that tracking functionality on the Nextel phones back in the day?
No, dude, it's not even Nextel. It's on iOS. I was hanging out with my friends in San Francisco, and he was like, he opened up an app, and there's all these dots where his wife was, where his kids were like, and I was like, what the hell is that? It was like so freaky. They've got this weird Find My Friends app where you literally see where people are. And that, I was like, I would not sign up for that at all. Not that I'm hiding where I am, but it just seems so bizarre. It just, like, I don't know. It's
Facebook
weird.
Facebook Nearby does that, and that's how I've actually – I hang out with friends here. Based on that.
Let's get a drink.
But, well, I live in such a small town that. Yeah.
But here's the thing though, is that I used to use Foursquare, and I guess now I use Swarm, or used to use these apps in that way, where like when I was living in San Francisco, I just open up Swarm and see, oh, there's a bunch of people checked in at a bar, you know, in the Mission. I'll text one of them to see what's going on, because they voluntarily said, this is where I am. But this Find My Friends app and Latitude, the way it worked, was literally passive tracking. Like,
yeah.
Just, you know, like you don't know that the person is looking to see where you are. I think that's weird.
But, and then you forget, and then you realize, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, they can.
If you're having a serious case of FOMO, just go on your app and see where your friends are and just show up and go, hey guys, you forgot to invite me.
That's weird.
But I'm here.
Like, oh, hey, everyone, Ron's here. Hey, yeah. Ron. Hey.
Why is it me? It's Flo in this example. It's not me. I got invited. Flo didn't get invited, Jason. You and I were out. Flo was the one who had the FOMO.
All right. So all of these things that we just talked about is not what Trusted Contacts is actually about. This is actually a little different. Okay. I was setting the scene, but I'm really happy that we did that.
We really set that scene for you guys.
I'm really happy that we went there.
If anything, we got casual tracking out of it. I think that's going to be a bit for a long time.
Very well could be. And that's that. And wow, that was a lot of clips. Definitely more than, I think, somewhere around like 100, 110. The fact is, when you've got Brian doing all of those news bumpers up at the top, and it's hard for me to not include all of those in the best of, that right there, I mean, that shoots the number up tremendously right to begin with. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun to put together. And again, big thanks to Victor for helping out in assembling and editing this piece. I know it's a lot of work because I've done it plenty of times before myself, so I really appreciate his hard work on that. As usual, we are back next week, regularly scheduled program. So leave us a voicemail, 347-SHOW-AAA. Send us emails, video mails at AAA@twit.tv. Find us on Twitter. We're at Android Show. We have a subreddit at twitaaa.reddit.com. Of course, our show notes and past episodes can always be found on our home on the web. That's twit.tv/AAA. And you can catch us live every Tuesday, starting next Tuesday and into 2017 at around 5:30 p.m. Pacific at twit.tv/live. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week on another episode of All About Android. Happy New Year. But that is it. You guys are awesome. Thank you. And we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or stick around and watch whatever we did today already. Again.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but here it goes.
All right, whatever this is. Oh, there it is. Well, there it is, me saying, and here it is again.
It takes the it last again. Frame here it is of again. Whatever.
Here it is again. Here it is again.
That's
here
pretty
it is
cool.
Again. Here it is again. Here it is again. Oh, is it? Overtime color shifting.
It looks like
it's like it's feeding into itself.
Oh man! That's
and if we
scary.
Left this for 20 minutes, it would be like an acid trip, basically.
Right.
This is getting dark.
Oh,
duh.
You're turning into an Oompa Loompa.
I am. Again.
Wow, that was frightening.
Thank you.
Man.